What?
No, I'll wait for
him. Want some water?
Wait, what? What?
Want some water?
What?
Take some water.
Don't take my water.
I'm good.
You okay? What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Podcast. I'm one of your best friends, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
I feel good. I feel fresh. Put me in the game, coach.
We call him Coffin Cortez, Andy Cortez.
Put me in the game, coach.
You don't see. Are you okay? We're worried about it. You started choking. We're like, Kevin's like, the mics are going live. You
Michael Jordan had the flu and he won a game.
He did. That's true. His dad. Remember when his dad died? Or murdered? And then he fucking won the championship.
Yeah. Wow, what a moment.
What a moment indeed. And over there, Forbes, 30 under 30. AKA the best baby blues in San Francisco. AKA the verified one at Tim Geddes.
Led to most. These baby blues going under surgery real soon.
Yeah,
I know you guys talked about it when I went to do my little dissertation or whatever the fuck.
That's not what you call that. That's not what you call that.
What was it?
Orientation?
Orientation.
Is that what they call it?
Dissertation.
Is it an exam? Did they examine your eyes?
Yeah.
Then that's an exam.
Disinflection.
No, but they like to make sure that I was like qualified for
that's an exam.
Surgery.
An orientation is like you've already signed the papers. You're going to the school. You go there for orientation.
Orientation.
They tell you, they show you on the campus.
Some type of intation.
Orientation was really scary.
Incantation. They cast a magic spell in your eyes.
Are we going to film? Well, we already missed out because apparently we missed out on Kevin's oral surgery over the weekend, which was the most fascinating thing ever. Are we going to film your eye surgery?
I don't know if they'll allow that. I mean, you're welcome to.
I think they will.
That'd be awesome.
Like,
on social
what
media.
If it goes wrong and he loses
vision?
We got
it on tape.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Apparently, I've never had a surgery. Have you guys had surgeries before?
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Yes. Okay.
But, like, is it a real
besides
surgery?
Besides the cancer surgery.
I had my tonsils out. Does that count?
Yeah.
I had my wisdom teeth taken out. Does that count?
That counts.
People are saying that it counts, but it doesn't feel like it should.
You're knocked out. If you're under anesthetic,
I'm thinking, like what if it doesn't work 100%?
Kevin, I need to be cut up. You know what I mean?
I need someone's hand mostly inside of me.
Like, when I had my kidney stones issues, I thought it was an appendicitis. And I thought they're going to have to remove my appendix. And it felt like my stomach was about to fucking explode into a million pieces. And I thought, like, I'm about to go under the knife. And this is going
to
be my first time
go under the knife.
Experiencing a surgery.
You watch too much Nip Tuck.
You know I watch a lot of ER back then.
Yeah.
There's a lot of narrative threads happening at once. So let's talk about your eyes, where you're at. But then we're going to double back to Kevin's story of horror from his wisdom teeth.
Yeah, well, so apparently, I'm getting my eyes done. And
something like your boobs done.
And I don't qualify for LASIK, unfortunately.
No,
so
what?
It's like a PRK.
Fuck you, LASIK.
I would have qualified for LASIK if my eyes were strong enough. They're not strong enough due to, you know, Tim Eyegate 2019 of when I ripped my
eye. You kept getting pink eye.
Yes. When you wore your contact for 2 months straight.
No.
You forgot there was a
I've
contact
never
hanging
that.
Out on the
I'm
side.
I'm the best person that I've
so
ever
what
met.
What was Eyegate? Bring it up to speed. Somebody's a new listener. They say, I love kind of funny jokes.
Out, right?
They show up here. It's just us talking to Andy going, yak, 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 yak. You know
After
what I mean?
A decade of wearing contacts, monthly contacts, that I've never once in my life fucked up and showered in or slept in. I was so good. Always in, always out. One night, accidentally fell asleep.
He was so good.
So good. So good. And until that one morning, and then everything went bad.
One
and I
morning.
Ripped my cornea.
By pulling out the contact lens.
Yeah. So a little
were
tip
you pulling
and trick
it out,
for all
were you
y'all.
Were you pulling out with like pincers?
No. So here's the problem, Andy. Yeah. Is I would the reason that they make you take them out is to lube them up. You put them in the little liquid every night.
Is pincer
the
a Pokemon?
Nights, right? Pincer? Yeah.
No.
It's like Scyther. There was one of the
that's
one-off ones. One was red.
Yeah.
One was blue.
Scyther.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah. Wait, they're not evolutions?
Panther.
Pincer? Not an illusion. It's a Pokemon.
But Scyther has an evolution, right?
Scyther eventually evolves into Scissor, but that's a
Scizor.
Whole other,
I want this conversation to stop.
That's a whole other fucking thing. Yeah, so we just spent fucking 10 hours talking about Batman v Superman. Fucking Man of Steel.
We got to offset
you're
that with 5 minutes
hours.
Of Pokemon. It's
you're
going
to get 10 hours of Batman v Superman. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, no. So what happens is you need to every night, if you get dailies, or sorry, monthlies, every night you take them out and put them in the lube, and then when you put them back in, you know, it's like it lubes your eye up, it lubes the contact.
Monthly, what does that mean?
What's up?
What
so
does that
you,
mean?
You wear the same contact for a month.
Oh.
But every night you put them away.
Mm. Isn't the solution, does it clean it as well?
Yeah.
Like it
cleans it, lubes it, all this stuff. There's dailies that you can throw out every day and just get new ones. There's ones that you can stay in. I had monthly ones, right?
Oh, real quick, let me interrupt. Sorry. Oh, my roommate has the same thing where like we share a restroom. I don't know her, right?
Don't your roommate?
I don't really talk to her, right? Like, I don't
how long has she been your roommate?
Is she a ghost?
You live with Barrett. You talk to Barrett?
I don't really talk to anybody. I just stay in my room the whole time. But there's been times where she has her contact thing out. And I'm cutting my hair.
Oh God,
Andy! Every once in a while, hair will fall into solution stuff.
But wait, what the fuck? Why is her shit open?
She just leaves it open.
Okay, well,
is that not a normal?
She's about to lose her goddamn eyes.
Okay,
That's well, true. Really,
call, like, call her right now.
I don't have her number.
Why is that so bad?
You don't have your roommate's number?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. It's supposed to be clean. If you guys are, here's a fucking horror story for you guys. I think I've told this on the Game of Greggy show at some point before.
I've dumped it out and refilled it, by the way.
Just one of my friends from high school played a lot of basketball, like Ball is Live, all that shit, on the outdoor streets of San Francisco. And his eyes were kind of like fucking up because every once in a while your contacts get dry. So he went to the water fountain at a playground.
No, I don't like this.
Bad idea. Bad idea, fucking idiot. Took it out and like was trying to like rinse it with the fucking water from a water fountain at a San Francisco goddamn playground.
Toilet
hands covered in this damn basketball like juice sauce. I don't even fucking
know. Yeah, it's sweat and dirt from the ball. Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about?
All sweat.
And he puts it back in his eye. Glass eye now.
No!
Swear to God. Went fucking blind in one eye. Glass eye. Talking to him, complicated.
Yeah.
Wow. Paul, you don't know what to look at. Paul almost lost one eye in the same much. Thing.
With Paul almost lost an eye because of basketball?
Basketball.
No,
You know who else has a glass eye? The guy that Aaron Hernandez apparently shot.
Guys,
in
let's
the
please,
Aaron Hernandez
let's
Netflix
keep
special.
It. Let's keep it on great the rails. There's special. A lot of things to talk about. I saw that. It is good. Dialing back. He has a glass eye because of the basketball juice. Mm-hmm. Paul almost had a glass eye because of what, Kev?
Basketball juice.
Same thing. She cleaned her contacts wrong. She, like, cleaned it with water. Or, like, it was one of those, like, emergency pinches. Like, oh, I'll put it in water, it'll be fine.
Water dries
it out. The doctor said that it was fine. Like, that's
you sure?
Her, that's what she says.
Okay.
That's what she says. Dr. Adam was like, I would never say that.
Uber driver from the doctor said that.
She got a bacteria in it, an amoeba. And, yep. Like, her dad had to fly to London to get, like, this ointment, like, that they put in there. Because that was the only place where you could buy it.
Jesus.
And she was able
it
to keep
like
her eye.
Sounds like a plot of a
but
Mission
it was
Impossible movie.
Basically bleach that she had to pour in her eye, and it, like, burned every day. She had to wear an eye patch for, like, 6 months.
I can't deal with that.
Like, dealing with contacts, it feels like you guys are on a thin line
why
between
do it?
Life or
why
death
is it even worth
every
it?
Day.
Look how good you look in glasses. You look just like me. It's beautiful.
Honestly, it frightens me that Tim's going to get this weird, painful laser position.
Can't wait.
We didn't even get there, right? So you don't qualify for LASIK.
Decade of my life using contacts. And Andy, I get it. Putting stuff in your eye, not for me.
Sucks.
That sounds like fucking horrible. Like hell. Like, I could never imagine doing it. And I went to get them because eventually I was like, I hate my glasses. I don't want to wear fucking glasses. So I went to get contacts. And I struggled. There was about a month where I was like, I'm just not doing this. And I paid for him, and I was like, I give up. And then one night, I just learned. It's just like playing with dual sticks on a first-person shooter.
Right.
You don't get it until you get it. All of a sudden, I can play with my eyes all I want. It's totally fine, right? Context, totally damn good. Until this one fateful night, June 10th, 2019.
It only takes one.
Bless us forget.
All right? We're here, and I'm just like, well, I guess we're not here. I was at home, all right? And I wake up, and I'm like.
Where was I?
I don't know. You probably
you're probably cutting your hair over all your fucking roommates' toiletries.
But yeah, I wake up and I'm like, oh, my eyes feel like there's a lot of eye boogers. Like, what's going on? This sucks. It feels super dry. Every once in a while, that just kind of happens.
Sure,
right.
The bugs.
And so then, yeah. So I go and I'm looking. I'm like, oh, my contacts aren't in there. Like, that's. I look in the mirror. I'm like, that's weird. And then
they aren't in there.
No, they're not there. I'm like, okay. I was like, cool. I thought it feels like my contacts are there, but they're not there. What?
I can't deal with this story.
No.
Yeah, did they roll in the back of your
head?
No,
you're taking it.
Did they touch your brain?
No. They just jumped to the end. They were there, but I didn't know that. They just, my eyes were
glued to his eyeball.
My eyes were so like glossy and like I just had so much bugs in the way that I was just like, it doesn't look like they're there. It's kind of hard to see them in general. Like it's just like a thin little.
Especially if you have bad eyesight.
Well, if you have the contacts, then you're fine. But like, gotcha. So I go into the shower with these, which I've also never done. So now it's a double whammy where it's like I slept in them, so my eyes are dry. And then
do they tell you not to go in the shower because you'll get water in them? Is that why?
Water dries them out.
Okay.
It's like, it's just like, you need like this, like,
what
shit.
A weird thing.
I know,
huh?
Man. But it is what it is. All right. So then I get out.
A fucking cane.
And it wasn't until I do my hair, I was like, I'm totally ready to come to work. And then I look over. To put my contacts in, I opened the things because I closed it like a normal person. You need to tell your roommate. Fix your life. I opened it up.
Real quick, Andy doesn't talk to his roommate, so he can't tell her.
Yeah.
You can make
leave her a post-it note on one of the contacts. Hey, you should close these.
Oh, right on it? Yeah, right. Get like a jeweler's eye and like paint onto the contact, the message.
It's bad times. Bad times for everyone. I look over and they're not there. And I was like, they're in my eye. Like, if they're not there, they're in here. That fucking
sucks.
Where
else could they
be? Yeah. So then I looked in the mirror and I took it out. This one, it hurt a little bit, but it was fine. It was the second one that I pulled, and I was like, fatal mistake. I was supposed to lube it up first.
Yeah.
I had never done it, so I never.
I was going to say clear eyes or something, right? Juice in there?
What would it even just, even just like the contact
solution?
Yeah. Just like put a little bit in.
You can't do that. No, that's not right.
You can. That's what you should have done. That's what I should have done.
Yeah. So if you'd have done that, it would have put a layer of lubrication between the lens and the eyes.
It would have lubed it up. I would have been able to take it off, and it would have been absolutely fine.
That's
instead, you guys all saw. You can watch the Mario Maker 2 reveal director, whatever the fuck it was. Like, yeah, that was the day it happened. And you could see me, I can't stop crying, tearing up just constantly.
Because you love Mario, man.
Yeah.
It was fucking horrible.
You looked miserable.
It was the worst. That. And then it hit a point, like, it got so bad, I had to back out of the Toy Story 2 in review.
Yeah.
Because I had to go to the eye doctor to figure it all out. We've talked about these fucking stories. I don't need to go on this long.
And it was a torn. It was like torn
first
corner,
show.
Right?
They were here thinking we're going to tell yuck yucks and guffaws. All right, well, we're not. Mm-hmm.
No, but it was. It ended up being just a ripped cornea, or no, or like you cut your eye, right?
No, it was just like I don't know the scientific terms for this shit. I'm not a scientist. I just know that the outside layer of my eye was weakened.
Okay,
and that was pretty much it. It kind of ripped open, and there was just like a small little thing, not that big of an issue,
like our atmosphere almost.
Exactly.
Global ozone.
It's yes, exactly. The ozone layer, all that stuff.
Oh, the war zone.
Yeah. So probably the sclera. Yeah. If I had to guess, it was the sclera that got injured there. So I had to use this eye glue for a while. I was doing that. It's been fine. They're like, hey, you can don't use your contacts for 10 days, and then you'll be able to use them again. You're gonna be totally fine. I waited more than 10 days. I waited about 15 days, and I used
overachiever.
I used them just so I was like, I want to be safe here. You know, my body's not the strongest. If I had to guess, I don't heal quickly. You know what I mean? I'm not Wolverine. Yeah. All right.
If you are.
I'm here and I'm just like, all right, it's time for contacts. I use contacts totally fine the first day. The second day, I was like, it's just a little irritation more than I'm used to. This sounds like a problem. Third day, I was like, I'm going to talk to the eye doctor again. Talk to them. She's like, cool. Don't use it for 15 days. It's been 3.5 months and I haven't used contacts once since then.
You're scared?
Understandable. Totally. So I had to get these glasses. It had to be a whole fucking thing.
I'm scared too.
Yeah. So I was just like, it's time. Like, I should have tried to get LASIK years ago. I would have saved a shit ton of money on these stupid ass contacts and eye exams and whatnot.
But now science
is better. You still need to get eye exams for like
LASIK is better for like technology's got to be better now. Safer.
Yeah, totally. But I mean, the thing about it being safe is it's like the statistics are insane. Where it's like the amount of people that got damaged from this is so low that it's like, it's not even.
It scared me. I thought it was like 40% of people are getting fucked.
No. It's like, it's totally like, oh, wow, okay. There's no chance of getting hurt.
Greg Miller.
Thank you very much. Can I have your glasses when you no longer need them?
Sure.
Different prescription.
I like those glasses. Wow, thanks. You pop them out. Done.
The old pop and drop.
Now, my next question. Mm-hmm. You started this by saying I thought you couldn't get LASIK.
Mm-hmm.
But you're getting LASIK.
So then, no, I'm not. I'm getting PRK. Essentially, I went to the.
That's that thing that the guys from the UK do. The guys used to do the Die Hard, Try Hard. The GameSpot guys, they started this.
Prepare to try.
The GameSpot guys. Yeah, exactly. Nailed it. So I went.
It stands for photo refractive keratectomy.
You got this. Is a scam.
Keratectomy.
Yeah.
This is like, I want to buy a Kia, and the guy, this G is just as good.
It's a refractive surgery to correct myopia, hyperporia,
nearsightedness and farsightedness.
Yeah, and astigmatism. Yeah, okay, cool. And then PRK was the first type of laser eye surgery for vision correction, and it is the predecessor to the popular LASIK procedure. So you're getting the old OG shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's not so much OG.
It's like a lawnmower. They're going to sit still, Tim. They're behind like a metal shield.
It's not that. It really is just kind of
God,
like.
God, I hate these things.
When it says predecessor, it's like they were around the same time. Of the difference being LASIK, all it does is instead of being one line of laser, it's two line of lasers. The second line kind of heals you. So it's kind of like PRK is line one, where it's like going in, making the changes, but then your body needs to heal itself. LASIK is that second level. It's like, fuck it, we'll heal it for you. But you need to have strong outside layer to be able to heal.
And you're a weak-ass bitch.
And now I'm a weak-ass bitch, so I can't do it. So that's where the problem lies.
Okay, but this is the
same guy that's done all the 49ers.
So essentially
they got LASIK. They didn't get PPK or whatever.
No, it's mixed. It's not
They
about,
make millions of dollars, Tim.
But their eyes are better.
A ton of them got PRK, actually.
Which ones? I'll tell you if they're good or not, man.
Lamar Odom.
Nope. Dated a Kardashian. Went through a real big drug problem.
Yeah. Joe Montana's over there with the syringe. He's like, I'll strengthen your eyes.
Those are the things you're going to peg him for on that one? That's what you're going to ding him for on Lamar Odom? He said the 49ers got all this done. And he says Lamar Odom. And you're like, no. He dated a Kardashian. He's not a 49er. Totally different sport.
You name me a 49er, I'll tell you, okay, was this a good surgery or not? You know, that's what I want you to figure out. That's what I need you to come back with next week.
Joe Montana.
I mean, it's probably newer 49ers, I'm assuming.
Maybe he got it already. Still
I mean, they're in the Super Bowl. I'll say that.
Woo!
49ers are in the Super Bowl. I was walking around the other day.
Can see.
I was walking around the other day around the streets, and I saw so many goddamn 49er uniforms. I'd never seen a goddamn uniform in my life around
here. Are you fucking kidding me with this city and the 49ers over the weekend? What the fuck is happening? Oh, it's the game. What game? The 49ers game. Everyone's going to the 49ers. Suddenly, do people just keep in? You're from San Francisco, right, Tim? Mm-hmm. You grew up here. Yeah. Do people just keep jerseys in there just in case? Just in case they start winning, they bring them out? I have never seen a fucking 49ers jersey in like last 5 years in this city. It's all
that's
Giants
not
jerseys.
True. You guys know James Burke. So you have.
He seen. Always wears Giants jerseys.
No,
though.
Oh,
he wears 49ers.
The only time I've ever seen him wear a 49ers thing was when we went to your birthday thing after the 49ers had just won. And I was like, oh, he does own another sports.
Nick's birthday.
Oh, Nick's birthday, yeah.
Well, he's always wearing 49ers stuff.
I've like, only ever seen him in Giants stuff.
Yeah, I've seen him real sad. That was the only time I've ever seen him happy in it.
Got it. I was happy
in
for
the
him
last
too.
5 years. But
I was
yeah.
happy for James Burke.
In my head, yeah, he's a Giants guy, but I would definitely.
Oh, no.
I think that's they more are, context because, like, Hunter and, like, the fact that, like, there's always a
No, it's because they were winning for a long period of time, and people like to celebrate winning teams.
That's not true.
The 49ers were sad.
Not about James Burke. James Burke's not a fair weather fan.
Right
I will defend
he's
that.
He's right at that. But the funniest thing was when he walked into the event. I don't know if it was either Paula or Gia who was like, oh, a 49ers thing. I'm used to you always wearing Giants stuff. And he goes, still got the lanyard. And you have a Giants lanyard.
Just so people know. Just so people know.
Yeah.
Okay. So
well, they're in the Super Bowl.
So it's PPK, PP7, PPPRPP.
Yeah,
it's a step back. Is it?
It's not a step back.
Well, it's Gen 1 versus Gen
2.
Bro,
you're
it's not.
You're
it's
getting
not,
Gen 1.
It's a Pikachu versus
a
Raichu. I got it.
I get it.
It's not.
It's an it's one evolution versus a two evolution.
There you go.
It's 3 days of recovery versus 9. That's what it is.
No, it's that plus more.
Okay,
so
well,
it's
me.
With, on the which end? Yep. The short
it's
end or
the
long end?
Bonus
long
DLC.
End it's just
so you have a long recovery for this. That's going to be
huge.
LASIK, at the end of the day, it's going to be exactly the same. The end of the day, the vision quality is going to be exactly the same. I'm going to have laser
Cyclops.
Eyes. It's the recovery process
Those
of LASIK.
Lasers. That was another dimension.
LASIK, within 24 hours, you're back. You're good. Like, you're totally ready to go. Rip and roaring. It's fucking
Yeah, you're
going to
rip and roar.
Rip and tear doom.
PRK, you are totally fucked for a very long amount of time.
You're not going to do well with this.
So essentially what's going to happen is...
Well, luckily we don't do that much around here.
I know. There's about 7 days. They're like, you just straight up can't go to work. You can't do anything. And he's like, you're not going to want to do anything. You're not going to be able to do anything. You're going to be fucked. You get the surgery. Surgery takes how long? Take a guess.
I'm going to take it. Well, I'm going to do the thing that...
Do you do it?
Price is right, rules.
I'm
going to
guess...
Closest lock
going over. I'm going to guess so much higher than what it should be because your short answer is going to really surprise
price
me.
No, price right,
I'm going to guess it takes 7 hours for 15
minutes.
50, I was going to say 15 minutes, you fucker. I was going to say 15 minutes. I'll say 16 minutes.
Everybody say 9 hours, 10
Less
hours.
Less than 10 minutes.
See?
Less
and we go, whoa, crazy.
No, wait. I mean, that's
crazy. Less than 10 minutes. They don't put me under. They didn't do any of that shit.
Oh, God, no.
I'm straight up awake. I'm looking at these lasers.
Ooh, fuck no.
I'm looking at these
goddamn
lasers. Like a goddamn Pink Floyd show over here.
You're talking to a person that I can't even get an MRI. I'm like, I legitimately asked last time.
I'm so uncomfortable right now, let alone if I was on this table. Are they doing the fucking...
Fire in the sky?
Because it's literally
Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
They're
going to have to.
No.
But do they cut your eye at all?
Can you not move your eye? They're like, Tim, stop moving your eye.
They laser it.
Do they give it some kind of thing?
Laser cuts. No, you can't. Now, here's the thing.
Do they make your eye drunk so it doesn't move?
I wouldn't fucking believe them. Because I'd be like, I was like, there's no way you could be touching my eye or lasering my eye and I won't fucking feel it. And then they're like, hey, here's the thing. We're going to do the exam or whatever. We're going to do some drops in your eye. I was like, cool. I do the drops or whatever. It's like, it just feels like normal ass drops. And she's like, okay, cool. I'm going to touch your eye. You're not going to feel it though because we just numbed your eye. And I was just like, okay, they're like, yeah, we just need to measure some things. So we're going to like put some like points.
You can still see
whatever.
Them touching your eye, right?
Well, I mean, no. It's like when you've done an eye exam, right?
No. Like a long time ago, but I've never done an official.
You should do it for your health,
I've never done a real eye exam before.
Interesting.
I've done the EFK. I've never done the pop.
Like Nick's
the
run
the
a lot of red lights. Like we've been with him.
That is true.
That's because I don't pay attention to things.
That's all.
That's
true.
A sign of senility, not blindness.
That's true. No, they so they do. It's like normal tests. It's like any vision test. And she's just there, and she was just talking to me the whole time, or whatever. And she was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna have to touch it. I'm gonna have to like do some things, whatever." I was just like, "Fuck, all right, whatever." And she just kept going to the chat, all the things. She's like, yeah, now let's go in here. I'm like, oh, I thought you had to do this stuff. She's like, I did.
I knew it was going to be.
She's like, your eyes totally numb. You're totally numb. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah. And she showed me like what she did. There was so much fucking poking around my eye. And I'm like, I just straight up didn't feel it at all. Like, fucking keep digging in there, yeah, dude. Do whatever.
Let me take my pants off. Listen to The Bachelor.
Yeah, let's just see what's up.
I knew it was going to be one of those moments where they give where the little kid's afraid of getting a shot. They're like, "We already did it."
Yeah.
You know?
No, and it was
I've been
fantastic.
Touching your eye for the last 3 days, Tim. You haven't noticed.
I didn't even fucking know.
This surgery's over.
But it's one of those things where it's like eyes are so weird. When something's close to you, you can't focus on it that well. You know?
No, I'm really good.
Remember Dead Space 2, though.
Okay, except unless you're Andy Cortez, I'm really good at it.
Do it again. I can look at your fingerprints.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're type 3.
Wow. Type 3. Type 3 fingerprints.
Fucking type
3s.
I knew it about you.
Holy shit.
Andy, what type am I?
4.
Cool.
It was just crazy because I was like, I didn't believe it. I couldn't believe that they had done. She's like, yeah, like when we do the surgery, that's how it's going to feel. She's like, now here's, I'm going to say the thing that Greg, you're not going to like.
I don't like anything that's happening.
You're not
going to
like this a lot. She's like, the one thing that makes some people kind of uncomfortable is like, you can smell your eye burning.
Oh,
I don't mind that. That I'm fine with.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, here's really my weird thing. I would have been like, never tell me that. Because if I just smelled burning, I'd be like, it's fine. I don't know what it is. But if I know it's my eyeball burning, I will throw the fuck up and run out of that place.
Yeah.
How close is the thing to your eye?
Lasers?
Yeah. Is it far away from your eye or is it close to your eye?
I don't know. I haven't done it.
Because my thing is, I don't.
From a satellite
in the sky. I get claustrophobic in the when the dentist office.
Hovering over you?
When there's more than one person over me. So last time I went to the dentist and they needed the one person to do the suction while the other person does the thing, and there's like, and they get too close, I freak out. I don't like it.
Yeah. In my experience so far, it's been
had to get up one time, like, I need to take a break. And they're like, why? I'm like, because I'm way too close. I just be honest, like, I'm too claustrophobic with you guys here. And they're like, oh, we can just do one person. I was like, no, I'm also, I appreciate the efficientness of it.
I'll trade my personal comfort for the speed of this.
I was like, this is awesome. Like, don't get me wrong, but I just need to take a break for a second. Like, back off. We're like, back off.
So far, it's been super chill. And like, everyone's been really, really good about explaining to me what's going on. And what the
everybody's fucking super chill. They put a laser through somebody's face.
Yeah, exactly, right? No, so then they're like telling me like the differences between LASIK and this. And like, it's, unfortunately, you can only get this, which is good in some ways. It is cheaper, but like the recovery is worse. You have to take about 7 days off of work, and so the surgery will be like midday Thursday. You need to take off till about Tuesday, something like that. And I was just like, that fucking sucks for what we do. We have to figure out our schedule. But
you can't do what Kevin did, just get half now, half later.
Well, you could, but then
that's a quarter now.
Yeah, it just doubles it up. Like that. You can't do that though.
Funny, it's really annoying.
We'll get to you, Cap.
So I'm like, all right, whatever. I guess we're doing this. And they start explaining it. And they're just like, on Thursday, you're going to have your surgery. It'll take less than 10 minutes. It's going to be totally fine. Like, you won't be inconvenienced at all.
Yeah.
It's going to feel like this numb thing. You wouldn't fucking notice it. You should have someone else drive you home. But, like, that's just a formality. You're going to be totally fucking fine.
Okay.
I was like, all right. And they're like, then day two is going to happen. And you're going to hate your life more than you ever have.
Because your eyes get sunburned, basically.
They're just like, it's just going to sting. It's just going to burn. She's like, how it felt last year when you had that issue, it's going to be that just for 24 hours straight. She's like, it's going to be absolute.
You can't get them to keep pumping
hell.
Your eye with the
like,
special juice.
They're like, you got to take the juice. You got to buy a bunch of the juices. I'm going to be drugged up. There's like a whole bunch of shit they're putting me in. What's up?
Okay, I'll just put it this way. If you have extra juice, can we do that on KFAF?
Yeah.
Can we juice our eyes up with Greg? You want to get your eyes fucked up with us?
Fuck no.
The guys get
their eyes
juiced.
Like over the counter.
Stay away from
like
my eyes, everybody.
I want to numb Andy's eyes and see how much I can prod it before it starts to bother him.
I don't know if they sell that. I doubt they sell that.
I want the good shit.
Just throw baseballs at my eyes.
God, I can't get you that shit. You want me to get you that shit?
Yes, please, Kevin. Order all out of it, please.
But they're like, day two is going to really fucking suck. Day three is going to suck even more.
How is that possible? You said worst day of your life on two. Now three's worse. It's not worth it, Tim. I understand you don't want to look like me.
Then they're like, day four and five are going to be like, it's like, it sucks, but like, you're going to get over it. But they're like, by the end of it, you'll be at 70% vision. I'm like, what the fuck, guys? Then over the course of about 3 months, I'll get up to seeing like I've never seen before.
It's up to 9,000.
HD. So, these are HD.
But that's
pretty
not
stoked
true.
About
you'll that. Get up to contact vision.
No,
right?
It's better. I get up better. Yeah.
Whoa. What is that? 2018?
Well, I mean,
18?
In a perfect 2015? World, it'll be 2015. I don't. They were saying that like with my eyes and stuff. I doubt that's.
I wonder
be
what
the
my
case.
Vision is.
Tim, I have 2015 for a
excuse
long time.
Excuse me, Kevin. I rose my hand. I think
Greg Miller.
Spirit sticks with me.
Go ahead. I muted your mic, so keep
Tummy
talking.
Tummy sticks. If this all goes wrong, can I have your TV?
No.
Fuck.
No.
Can I have your projector?
Yes. Can I have your TV?
No.
Okay. Well, you won't need
it. Gia loves books.
Yeah,
she loves wine.
You're
going to
love Bachelor Braille when you're following along.
That'd be amazing. You're like, oh.
No, it's not, no, it's not a 3D model, Nick.
Oh, sorry. I don't know what Braille is.
Can anyway. I move in with Gia in a non-sexual, non-romantic way, but just like.
But also in a kind of a sexual
it's just
way.
It's a cool place to be.
Like, yeah.
Cool theater.
Well, you can do that now.
You got to talk to your roommate first.
Yeah, dude, save her life, man. Save her this bullshit that I'm going
just
to.
Just keep putting hair in her solution.
It's always an accident.
If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny podcast each and every week for, usually four best friends gather on this table, each coming to talk about whatever it is they want to talk about. If you like that, head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you can get each and every episode early, watch as we record it, get it ad-free, get the exclusive post-show, along with a bevy of other benefits, including if you go during the month of January and either up your pledge or give us a new pledge, you get your name on the wall in the new Kind of Funny studio. Of course, we understand money's always tight. If you have no bucks to toss our way to say we're doing a good job, don't worry. You can get the show, youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, podcast services around the globe each and every Wednesday.
I mean, there's so many viewers. There's at least 15,000 people watching. You can't spare $5? Come on, everybody.
So I saw you share this clip that you're referencing, and if you don't reference it, sounds like you're a bad person.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was this Twitch streamer freaking out.
Right.
Was this Twitch streamer a big deal before this thing?
I don't think so.
Okay, so this isn't like,
I don't know.
This isn't like Ray going crazy.
No, okay. I have no idea.
Okay.
Honestly.
Okay.
Just a funny video that just went around. Twitch streamer getting mad about people not. Looking at her chat room being like, there's so many people not paying to be in here watching my content right now. Come on, guys. It's fucking $5. Like, she's like,
we don't mind. We don't mind if you don't pay for us. We don't mind if you don't pay.
It was really funny.
Keep in mind that we beat her on the bush. Tim can't get the good eye surgery because we can't afford it. But
Tim's gonna come in with
1.5 eyes.
Yeah, we're not gonna say the good versus bad, but we can't afford one of those little sticks he can use when he can't see. So. All right, Tim, you ready? You ready?
Open them now! Now!
You're gonna feel a lot of this.
It's gonna be like a fire hose in your eyeballs.
Here's the thing. I think it's worth it. I think it's worth it because if you can get up to a little bit better than where you are with glasses, why not? Like, glasses seem like a pain in the ass.
They're a pain in the ass. And the other thing, dude, this is so worth it to me that I'm willing to get lasers in my fucking eyes.
Yeah, but you also love LEDs. And the first part of L is laser.
Laser.
That's true.
Laser emitting diode.
Greg Miller.
Thank you very much. I have a question. If it wasn't for us looking exactly the same now, if I just didn't exist, would you care about the glasses?
Yeah.
Okay, just make sure. I don't get it.
I was wondering the same thing, Greg.
Because it's a fashion over function thing. If you bought multiple pairs and shades and stuff, couldn't you do like all sorts of cool things?
I just don't like glasses.
Now, here's the thing. I think Greg looks dumb in glasses, but you look great. I'm joking. You both look good in glasses. I think you both look great in it. I think you guys just got to get on the Carboni train where you get like the cool clear plastic hipster lenses.
The Carboni train is doing this fucking surgery, man. He did it. He looks cooler than ever.
Did he do this?
Yeah, he did. I've been going through this whole experience, this existential crisis for the last fucking couple months, and I was hanging out with Kevin and Paula. I don't remember exactly what happened, but I was just like, I need to look into LASIK. I need to figure this out. So I tweeted out and I was like, hey, does anyone have any info? Just any info on LASIK. And I don't think I've ever had a tweet get more replies in my life. Hundreds of replies. Not a single negative one. Every single person. Best choice I ever made in my life.
Yeah, Mark, but like that's what LASIK industry wants you to believe. You know what I mean?
It wasn't TRT or whatever that you're getting.
You know what? Ton of people.
Big laser. Just
a lot of people. They educated me.
You click in, all eggs. They're all eggs.
Big laser's got a bunch of bot accounts.
Following
out there,
10 people, zero followers, real, bots.
I mean, there's all, like, the majority of people I'm talking about are, like, people I know.
No, I get it.
This guy.
I think it's a worthwhile investment, all kidding aside. And it sounds like it's 7 days. Who gives a shit? You can gut it out for seven days.
I can see.
All you got to do is have a podcast and TV and shit out ready for you.
No TV.
Well, you can listen to it.
You can't even look. You can just have your eyes closed the whole time.
Let's be perfectly honest.
They're saying that like different days are going to have different moments of like experiencing it. You can watch YouTube vlogs. I recommend you guys check out
some YouTube vlogs
of this, of people doing PRK surgery. Because they do, it's a whole bunch of these like sweet young girls. And they're just like, I'm a vlogger, and I'm going to tell you about my day. I'm doing the surgery. And it's like all the same. They're all the I watched maybe 10 of them, and all of them are just
like. It's
like
day one, day two, day three.
Seriously, it's day one. They're like, I did the surgery. It's not that bad.
This is like the cheerleaders that did the hot chip thing.
I really thought it. Yeah, totally.
Or the pepper thing.
Like, I thought it was going to be worse, blah, blah, blah. Day three. just fucking crying, and I'm just like, oh,
this
shit.
This sounds really terrifying because it sounds like the way that somebody who does a lot of hallucinogenic drugs will explain a trip to you, and hey, for the next amount of time, you're going to hit this, and this is going to happen, and they're sort of telegraphing this sort of painful, horrifying experience.
Like when you'll know it gets real bad when you get to the toilet toad or whatever the fucking thing you were talking about last podcast.
Make the shirt, guys.
They're telling me though, they're like, it's a percentage game. They're like, it's probably going to be like this. I was like, but my sister. They all have sisters. It's always the goddamn sister. My sister, totally fine. Just like when she was at the bar later that night.
Hey, man. I mean, the thing is, you're young. That helps.
I don't know, man. I'm losing it.
Ish.
Eye surgery.
Here's what I'll say to bring it back to Kev's story, because I want, if he's comfortable, to be able to tell those. But I was very impressed by one thing, because I know Kevin was having his wisdom teeth taken out over the weekend. When I had my wisdom teeth taken out, I was out for a fucking week. I was gone.
How many did they take out?
I think all of them.
Okay. They took out all four of mine, yeah.
Yes.
All of them put in fake teeth.
I don't know. They just were like, we got to take them all out. I can't remember.
I did four.
So I think I had them all taken out. And I remember distinctly leaving the place, and I was like, I feel fucking great, because I was still whacked out on the anesthesia. And the doctor, I remember him looking at my mom and saying, when he goes home, they had the pills. They were like, or maybe we went to the, either way, we had Vicodin or Codeine, whatever the fuck
Sure.
He was like, make sure he goes home and takes them. You're going to feel great for like the next 2 hours because the drugs are still in your system. But once that wears off, you're going to want some of the pain meds right behind it. So it goes into it. And I'm like, I'm fine. I'm 16 years old. I'm tough. I had just started doing push-ups. I was like, I got this, right? I fucking got this. Went home. My mom's like, do you want a pain med? I'm like, I feel great. I just want to eat something at some point. And she goes, okay, but you can't really, like, you have to have, it was not an eat, sorry.
Okay, good. I was like, give me masticholi with some
because I remember I was like, my mouth felt gauzed up, and it was like impacted, but it felt sore, but it felt fine. It just felt like, you know, I had gotten, like, someone kind of hit me a little hard. Hour and a half later, and I've never in my life, before or after this, cried because of pain. I was fucking sobbing because I was in so much pain. And I was like, I need my mom. I need her to come here
right now.
No, she was there, okay, but I was like, I literally was like, I need my mom to like hold me because this pain is so bad. My mom's like fucking choking Vicodins down my throat. She's like, take one. I'm like, I don't want. Because I also couldn't take big pills. I was like, just take it. She's like, just take it.
I was the same way.
But once I got on that, I was like, thank God.
But you couldn't take big pills just in general?
Oh, yeah. I had a problem. I had to put the water in my mouth first. My dad used to make fun of me. He's like, you're doing this back. I was like, no, I can't. I put the water in my mouth first and then kind of throw it in, and then like, trick myself, and 9 out of 10 times it would go in, get stuck, and then I'd hawk it back
same.
Up.
Same. Oh my God. The amount of times that I would like, I was dry heaving on pills stuck in my throat.
Like when I was a kid, they had to do the, when they had antibiotics, they had to do the syrup, like the Pepto Bismol.
Oh, yeah.
Because I couldn't take big horse antibiotics. I just couldn't do it. But then, flash forward 2-3 days later, and I'm home for this is like, I had done over summer break, so I had nothing to do anyway. People come and visit me and shit like that. I'll never forget, Stu walks in, looks at me, and goes, oh my God. Because I hadn't looked at myself. I looked like a fucking chipmunk. My entire, both sides of my face had swelled up to like, it looked like I was like comically put stuff in my mouth to like I was doing a joke.
Funny.
God, it was the worst.
Yeah.
Like, it was a black and white. I got my ass kicked.
I've never had to do medications and stuff. And this is going to be the first time that after this for like a month, there's like a million things I need to do. It's just like for every day, it's like every 4 hours, there's 4 different drops that I need to put in my eye. And I need to wait 30 seconds between each drop. I'm supposed to wait a minute before each drop. When you start doing the math on that, it's just like, that's a lot of time out of my day.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt. I mean? Just rub some dirt in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Just get it all fucking over with. Now, this is completely unrelated, but going back to Nick talking about not being able to swallow big pills and stuff. Little kids having to be medicated. You get sick. They're dealing with all this stuff. I do have one question for the jury here.
Oh, good.
What's the deal with thermometers?
Oh, I hate them.
And why... Amen. Most of the time, do you need them in your mouth?
Up the butthole.
But every once in a while, it has to go in your butt.
I don't remember ever having thermometers up my ass. And if I did, I was way too young to remember.
Doesn't happen anymore.
As a kid, my mom had the one that, basically the...
Rub the forehead.
Yeah, but it was, basically an edible fruit roll-up, right? Where you'd roll it out on there and... She could hold it, and it would show how hot I was, but eventually it was just
her mom. That's crazy. I've never had that.
No, I always had the glass. If you bite down on it too hard, you're going to break it.
Mercury, die.
Go into your tongue, and I'm like, even as a child, I'm like, you know, because the doctor's like, don't move. And I'm like, I can't not move, and I guarantee this is not accurate. This cannot possibly be accurate, sticking this thing, because it would always go like this. They'd stuff it in, and the doctor inevitably would shove it in, and then turn his back to you, and you're a child, you're terrified because you're sick, you don't feel good, and the thing starts listing and falling out of your mouth, and you're like, he told me not to move.
Everyone's going to die if this hits the floor.
So wait, am I the only one in this room that had a thermometer in his butt?
I had a thermometer
in my butt.
You had a thermometer in your butt?
As a baby, maybe.
As a child, young child.
Young child.
You got it like a month ago?
Yeah,
they shove
the doctor.
She's like, roll over, I want to see if you're sick.
Tim, the idea is like they're trying to figure out your internal temperature. So, like, what's the best way to do that? Anywhere where you're, like, or, like, in your mouth or in your butt is, like, the easiest way. Yeah. Technology.
That's how Kevin does it.
They do the ear thing, right?
Well, technology, they've even gotten past that. Because, like, technology is cool where, like, they used to do the ear thing where they put
97.8.
And then have the little throwaway, like, thing that would shoot out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I just got a physical last week, and the woman had a stick, and she just rubbed it against my head. Huh. And I was like, what are you doing? And she's like, we're taking the temperature.
What type of stick? Like, like a mechanical
yardstick?
No, chapstick. It was like a plastic. It was like a pen with a ball at the end.
That's cool.
And she just went,
there was no readout, no digital readout.
It was connected to something else, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, my last checkup, it was a normal old blood pressure cuff, that thing, thermometer, digital thermometer there for 2 seconds. All right.
My mom's a nurse, so I grew up with tons of just medical equipment everywhere.
How many times she been up that butthole?
I don't remember, honestly.
If your mom had to paint a picture of your butthole, do you think she could do that from memory pretty accurately?
Maybe.
I just remember. All I remember is the thermometers under my tongue. That's all I ever remember, and the sound of it, I could still recall it because again, I was always sick as a kid. I was always sick, going to the doctors constantly, going to the night clinics constantly, having so much trouble taking these goddamn gigantic pills. Where I've talked about it one time, where there was a cough medicine called, I don't even remember,
Relaxol.
It was called Slobid. And maybe I'm getting that wrong, but that's all I remember as a kid hearing was Slobid. And it was a capsule that you could take, but if you broke it apart, there was a bunch of little pellets inside.
Yeah.
And they put the pellets. There it is. That's the fucking Slobid.
Slobid.
That looks like a straight up Dr. Mario-ass
dude. Yeah. Weapon. And so it had all the little things in there.
Didn't Tylenol look like this a long time ago?
I do remember. Yeah, over the
counter. It was gigantic, dude. It was gigantic for my tiny fucking skull. Like my throat was so small, dude. And these things would always get stuck in my throat. So eventually, and I would always vomit them out. And this shit cost money.
Yeah.
So my parents would open it up and put it in my oatmeal and try to hide it in there. Nice. And I remember one time I was a little too wise for it, Kevin. I was like, the fuck's in here? I was like, this is not sugar. They're like, no, it's sugar. Just go ahead and eat it or whatever. But I had so much trouble with pills. Yeah.
Wait, do you still have a problem with that?
No, not anymore.
Okay.
But
Paula likes giving me vitamins, right?
Oh my
She's trying
God.
To make me as healthy as possible.
Hey, me too, Kat. I take chewables every day.
Right now, if we had an unlimited budget and this is scripted, I would have the smash cut to it's inside Kevin's apartment. Paula's on his back trying to shove this. He's spinning around. And legs are hitting the table.
I have the ability.
It's like B.A. Baracus. They got to put him out with the vitamins in his mouth.
I can swallow as many goddamn pills as you want to put in me. No water, nothing.
That's crazy.
They're down.
That's a lot, dude.
It's terrifying. Yeah. It
his wet is his throat is constantly lubricated.
Gross.
Constantly.
Earlier, Nick, you were saying that you were a chipmunk and it was really hard. You thought you could eat, but you couldn't eat. Meanwhile, Kevin Koala today.
Before we get there,
100 chicken nuggets.
Oh, that's what we did.
We did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say thank you to our Patreon producers, Adam Stevens, Cameron Reagan, Drew Garnier.
Even Stevens.
Thank you.
Vote Reagan.
Today, we're brought to you by Upstart Honey and Quip, but I'll tell you about that later.
100 chicken nuggets. And like we're all eating, we just did a very long in review. It was fantastic.
Check it out.
So fun.
It was great.
Great time.
And then Kevin leaves and he's just like, oh, I hate that I can't eat these nuggets. While he's eating nuggets. I hate that I can't eat these nuggets. Oh, I shouldn't be eating these nuggets. Just fucking like, how many nuggets do you have in your mouth at one time saying this?
I can't tell. I can't feel my mouth.
One nugget, Tim. All right?
At a time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, how many total? How many did I eat?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a totally different.
No, my other favorite thing that happened was Kevin had a smoothie, and it was like, and you're like, what the fuck is that? And he was like, oh, it's a tomato, this, and smoothie. And you're like, isn't that just cold soup? And you're like, he's like, no, it's a smoothie.
I didn't say it's a smoothie. I said it was a drink.
It's like an energy drink. He said it was an energy drink.
No, I didn't. Andy was talking about energy drinks.
To clue everyone in, Kevin, tell me your surgery story from this weekend.
God, I can't.
In great detail.
For years now, it's been like 10 years that my dentist has been like, "Oh, you gotta get your wisdom teeth out. It's really bad. It's gonna cause problems."
You liar.
Now here's the thing: Do I trust dentists when it comes to wisdom teeth? I absolutely do not. They are trying to steal your money. They're gonna tell you that you need to take it off. Here I am, 10 years later, totally fine.
Still have mine.
Kevin, can I ask a question?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Is part of the reason why you distrust dentists because with more teeth you can eat better?
No, Nick. Okay. It's because dentists need money, and this is typically a multi-$1,000 procedure, you know?
But isn't it okay, so this real question actually. That was a dumb question that I asked. I thought it'd be funnier, but you guys didn't laugh. Fuck you. Is it the dentist or is it the orthodontist that takes that?
That's on us. My apologies.
Here's the thing, Nick. The dentist recommends me to the orthodontist.
So you think they have like a scheme going?
Oh, there's back channels of money.
They got a scheme going, and it's like I've had an impacted back tooth here for no exaggeration, 10 years. Every time I go to the dentist, they're like, you know, it's going to cause cavities and you're going to have issues there because you can't floss there. And I was like, I don't think so. So here we are 10 years later, and I got me one of them wives. And she's like, oh, turns out it's been so many years since you've gone to the dentist and the doctor. We got to get you back on track and healthy. All right.
You're the picture of health.
Exactly.
Here, here's the thing. Yeah. Here's the thing.
He's like, honey, look how healthy I am. Watch me eat all these malted milk balls.
Miller, at once. You're laughing.
Look at how much I could swallow.
No, you're all making fun of me. But I just came from a physical where the lady was constantly astonished, looking at like all my, the stuff they test you, heart rate, blood pressure. She was like, huh, everything's within range.
Yeah, was Paula there? And did you like look at her the whole time? Like,
no,
your,
she wasn't
your
there.
Wife be like, uh-huh.
She wasn't there. But
you know what I mean? The white. I don't know what you call the white.
Yeah, no, I just I love that image of Kevin. Just,
you know, yeah, because we know that's what he looks like.
At one point, they took my blood pressure and they're like, oh, like that is really, really high. And I was like, oh shit. And she's like, are you nervous? I was like, yeah, I'm nervous. I haven't like I gotta go take these results to my wife. And they're like, can you try to calm down and we'll do the test again? It dropped down 50 points with just me calming down. And the lady's like, I've never seen this happen before.
Fear factor.
No, that was the thing the other day when I went into the doctor. I'm in the same boat as Kevin, where you look at me and you're like, this guy is one hot wing away from death. And I'm always ready for that shoe to drop. But I go in there, great blood pressure, no cholesterol. Last time I went in, it was, oh, hey, your cholesterol is kind of high. And I was like, oh, shit, really? Or not your cholesterol, I'm sorry, your blood pressure is kind of high. It's like, oh, fuck, really? And she looked over and was like, wait, have you been drinking that coffee? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, okay, hold on. We'll, you know, we'll talk and do something else and come back in a second. And she didn't find it. Like, all right, you're good. Yeah. I was like, oof, dodged another bullet there.
It's just one of those things that, like, right? I saw in the doctor and the nurse's eyes that they expected the results to be
sure.
different.
They're like, this
and
guy's going
every
die.
Time, they're like,
it's like when they
you're good.
It's like when like when doctors test out Thor. It's like the readings are off the charts.
Right? All right. So I'm at the like so the dentist finally Paula's like, oh, you gotta make an appointment, get the wisdom teeth taken out. I'm like, fine, whatever, I'll knock them all out. I don't think it's a big deal. Then the like 3 days beforehand, everyone that I fucking know is like, oh, you know you're gonna be out for like a week, right? It's like, fuck. All right. Now I'm freaked out. I go to like to the dentist. And I've calmed myself
down. By the way, Kevin,
you're
still going to the same dentist you've always went to.
Oh, I love Muhammad.
Yeah. He is a dentist Kevin would go to, where I'm just like...
It's a garage.
Like, what do you mean?
It's not a garage.
It's not a garage. Here's the thing.
It's debatably above an In-N-Out.
No, it's across the street. It's at a medical, like, place.
First off, that's a huge selling point
like,
for me.
Do we all remember? We all remember
this dude, though, like...
He's
he
great.
He is the shadiest under-the-table guy ever. Which, hey, can save you money,
and I get it. Very fast and really good at his job.
Is he like the mechanic that goes to you if you need it?
Yeah, sure.
Let's go do a procedure.
But like, I actually really like my dentist. Now, the dentist is not the orthodontist.
Right. He's not the one doing the oral surgery.
On Saturday, they have a special guy that comes once every month and a half. So I go in there Saturday. I'm the first appointment.
He just shows up every month and a half?
Yeah, something like that.
Like a Witcher
I think he does rounds. I actually think it's exactly
he's in town
like,
again.
I think it's exactly like the Witcher where he's like, oh, he's doing his rounds.
Oh, wow.
He just happens to be back. So that, you know, they're like, okay, you know, I was like, what are my options? And they're like, you want to do the fully sedated one, the one, it's general anesthetic, it's IV. And I was like, shit, all right. I mean, like, what are the other options? They're like, oh, you know, we can put you gas. Which is like the recovery is the same. You're gonna be all loopy afterwards.
Yeah, it's fine.
Or you can
they
do
gassed
a,
me. Yeah,
yeah.
Gas
is fine, you can do a local anesthetic, but like then you'll be awake and you'll like hear me cracking your bones potentially. And I was like, all right, I guess we'll do the gas.
Always go out.
No, I'm sorry, not the gas, the IV. And they're like, okay, cool. They put the IV in me. It's my first time ever getting an IV. I'm like, oh shit, it's cold. Like I can feel cold in my blood. So like, okay. I hear the dude be like, all right, like add this. And I was like, oh, you guys are going to put it in right now. And he's like, oh, no, we're going to do that in a minute. And I was like, and I wake up. I sleep, and then I'm awake all of a sudden, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they didn't do the, hey, we're going to do it now, can't back her from 100?
No, he just lied to me. I don't know why. I was
keeping
our
toes.
At this point, I was like,
that's how Muhammad does it.
It's going to be harder than I wanted to, like, well, you know, like the recovery, because like, just everyone's telling me it's going to be so tough.
Yeah.
I'm going to be out for days. But like, it's like, it's okay. I've talked to Barrett. He's been emotionally prepared for weeks. So I wake up, and I'm like, all right. Like, is it done? And they're like, yeah, well, you know, we got one of them. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I'm still a little loopy. I'm, yeah. I'm like, what do you mean? And they're like, dude, don't worry about it. Just relax. Your wife's coming. And I was like, oh, she's not back from getting the medicine because they prescribed me painkillers.
Yeah.
And she was going to get it while I was getting the stuff done.
Yeah.
Walgreens really close to this
Of course,
place.
It always is.
So it's supposed to be like a really quick trip.
This system, you know, this yeah. system that they got going.
You know, the backwashing, the yeah. hand scratching, it sucks.
Right well, anyways, they're like, chill, relax, relax. 5 minutes later, Paula gets there. And they are like, all right, yeah, he's going to go. He's they put me in a wheelchair. I'm like, I don't think I need the wheelchair. I feel fine. And they like scoot me over to the car. And, like, the lady's laughing. And I'm like, what? So, like, what happened? She's like, yeah, you were talking the whole time. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, well, they gave you the sedative, and then you just talked. I was like, but doesn't the sedative knock you out? And she's like,
yeah, most people it does.
It was really loud too.
99% of people.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, so we go home. I only have one done, which sucks because now I have to schedule another three of them. I don't know what I'm gonna do, honestly, because it's one of those time. Things. I definitely not one of a time, but I might have to be awake for it because like I waited till Monday to call my dentist up, the office manager, and I was like, what the fuck happened? Like, how is it that you guys have
did
only
they not,
gotten one?
It's a real question. Did they not, like, the person that's there, did they not explain to Paula what happened?
No. Everyone was like.
So they just let you leave this office with one tooth missing and the other three intact without giving you any explanation. Do not go back to this person for the surgery.
No. So they explained to Paula that it didn't take. They were like, yeah, the anesthetic doesn't, like, didn't. It didn't knock him out. He just kept mumbling. We tried
But here, the real talk, like, this would be my feedback to them is, like, if I was still. Like a little bit awake, that's to me. I'm like, that's when you hit the abort button, let him come out of it and say, we couldn't put you under. Sorry, we can't do the surgery here. But like, you don't just start cutting into someone who may or may not be able to understand what the fuck is happening. That's like my worst nightmare right there.
I think what happened is I was that probably out for enough time for them to take out one because all four of them, like the dude was saying, is going to take 15 to 30 minutes. So yeah, enough time for them to take out one. And I think that like, then I started mumbling and they were like, well, fuck, we need to stop. And also, they have 10 appointments, so they were like, well, we're going to lose a spot if we just keep, you know.
Chipping away.
And there's also limits to how much, like, of that shit that they can put in you, you know?
Yeah, you might die.
Yeah, but yeah. That's the problem with you, is that if I'm looking at this guy, and he took the first major hit, and he's still talking, I'm like, he can take another. Well, I could get him, you know what I mean?
Doctor, that would kill most normal men on a horse.
And I'd be like, he's not normal man.
on Monday, well, so I... Like, Paula had to come back early from getting the painkillers, so I didn't have any right away. We sent Spencer to go pick them up for us.
Yeah.
But I didn't take them right at first.
Tough.
And it was one of those things where it's like, once the numbness wore off, mm-hmm. which really wasn't that bad. Like, I was able to walk immediately afterwards. Once the numbness wore off, it felt sore, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't until think of the next day where I was like, oh, fuck. I mean, like, it actually hurts now.
Yeah.
And that's where I took the painkillers. And they didn't seem to work very well.
So imagine that times four.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. That's like debilitating pain.
They didn't seem to work that well. But, like, I
but again, we've established you sure. can't be hurt. You should have taken four of the painkillers.
No, I'll be honest. Like, here's the thing. Real talk about painkillers. To me, the experience of taking a painkiller, it doesn't numb the pain. It just numbs you. Sure. To the pain. So the pain's always there. You just don't care about it as much. You know what I mean? The last couple times I hurt myself seriously, well, like when I got shingles, for instance. Remember the shings? I think it was this time last year.
Never forget.
Well,
That was when I had like to take them. But you still feel the pain. You just are like, I'm loopy as fuck now, and I'm kind of tired.
The second like dose that I took, because it was every 6 hours, take a pill.
Did it kick in?
Like when I took it, I was like, oh, it's starting to hurt a little bit. And once it kicked in, I was like, oh, yeah, I don't feel it at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it had to build up in your system a little bit.
Maybe.
I remember being
pissed off. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I just kept looking at the bottle and being like, it says codeine on there. And like, I know how dangerous that is. So I'm going to take as few as possible. The next day I woke up and I was totally fine.
Codeine's great.
Like, it hurt, but I was like, I'm not gonna take any more. Like,
smart.
This is fine. Yeah.
I do the same thing where I'm like, I have such an addictive personality. I'm like, yeah, the last thing I need is painkillers in my world.
And then the last thing to end the story is on Monday I woke up and I was like, I probably shouldn't be talking and like being tempted by delicious Mickey D's, you know, so I like stayed home. I called the doctor and talked to the dentist and talked to the manager guy, and he was like, yeah, this has never happened before. Like, people
are medical journeys are coming in to do study. Or medical journals are coming in to do study.
Like, in this office or in general, this has never happened before.
We called the American Dental Association. They're sending in an exorcist.
Oh, sir, we doubled your dose. We gave you enough to knock out a fucking horse. And you just went right through it.
Podcast.
I wouldn't be surprised. I'm like, what was Kevin talking about? He was telling us we were doing the surgery wrong the entire time.
No, I was incoherent.
So it was just sounds coming out of your mouth?
Yeah.
He was telling us how to build a shed.
Loud enough that the front desk was like laughing about it later.
So I had to take apart Paula's car. And the roof of it.
The roof of the car.
And I got all the way to the point of the directions where I said, bring a second friend. And I was like, why wouldn't you put that at the beginning?
Why? Why wouldn't you put that at the beginning?
Two-man job. Should have been at the top of the fucking page.
I remember when I had all mine four taken out, I was super miserable because it was during Christmas break. And... I was playing. Here's what kept me going. I think Spider-Man 2 or 1 on PS2.
Sure.
Or PS1?
PS2.
PS2.
PS2, Spider-Man 2 for sure. And PS2. Really? And Spider-Man 1 was PS2.
One of the really good ones. That's all I remember.
Spider-Man 2.
Along with, I think, Vice City is what I was playing around the same time. But the problem that I had was my mom just bought these brand new, like, a brand new product that Pop-Tart had come out with. Mm. And they weren't a normal Pop-Tart. No. They were like little cookie bites. Thing? Sort of thing. No, they weren't Toaster Strudels.
No, Toaster Strudels, by the way. God, so much better than... Oh, my God. So much better than Pop-Tarts.
No, Pop-Tarts is better. It's a variety.
An apple Toaster Strudel, get out of town. Just put a little frosting on it. Anyway, but these are like a brand new sort of product, similar to when we had the Pop-Tart Bites.
And we did not think they were going to be good, but Andy, they were fucking good.
And these
good.
Things looked similar, but I think they were the blue raspberry, so it was like the blue frosting with the purple little drizzle on it.
Sure.
Yeah, and they were so visually enticing to a kid. But my whole mouth hurt.
To a kid, yeah. None of us at this table would look at that and eat that now.
But my whole mouth hurt, but I still tried it. And I remember biting into it and just feeling my whole mouth on fire. Like, this sucks so bad. But I had a problem, Kevin, that I talked too much post-surgery, and I ended up getting infected. And I had to go back, and they had to do additional procedures. My mom was pissed.
Speaking of which, I had to take my antibiotic.
Oh. Yeah, that's God, that's horrible. My dentist
Where'd you have that stored, Kev?
What?
Where'd you pull that out of?
Where'd you put
that
big pill?
What do you mean?
He had it in his gulch.
I had him a little secret pocket.
My gulch. I don't know what it is.
Thank you, bless him.
Nice sweater.
Man, my dentist has been after me for, I shit you not, 3 years. Get this like deep clean on the right side of my mouth.
Why
and I'm like,
just get it.
I'm just not going to do it.
Just no.
Because I got a quote back from insurance. It's like $500. I'm like, why? Do I really need to do this? Like, are you just trying to make some money? Because they do the thing where they measure the side of the thing.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I don't know. You're at a 1.1. This should be at a 1.2. I'm like,
four.
What does any of that
four.
Fucking
That's
mean?
Too high.
What does that mean? Well, you could get infected. Well, Nate, is it infected?
You go Can to I my. You, like, I get deep cleans all the time. I've never been charged anything at my dentist. Like this guy. I don't know what it is.
Muhammad's the man.
Does Muhammad also sell beepers or something weird like that? Like,
no, dude. Okay. He just came back from a trip to Malaysia. That's not his name, but I'm not going to correct his name. Doesn't matter. That's actually his brother.
It's probably smarter.
Yeah.
Because Greg's been Googling Muhammad DDS San Francisco for
close.
A while.
I know where the In-N-Outs are. I know where dentists are. I'm getting there.
It's literally right across the street from In-N-Out.
I'll get him then.
Yeah. Great.
Right, what do you want to get him?
Good dental deals.
Yeah, I mean, he's great.
Speaking of good deals, now here's a word from our sponsors.
This episode of the Kinda Funny Podcast is brought to you by Upstart. Between hitting the gym, eating cleaner, or learning a new skill, there's lots of ways we can better ourselves in the new year. But I can't think of one that's more important than starting the year off by tackling high-interest credit card debt. My friends at Upstart.com are here to help. Upstart is the revolutionary lending platform that offers smarter interest rates to help you pay off high-interest credit card debt. Upstart goes beyond the traditional credit score when assessing your credit worthiness. They actually reward you based on your education and job history in the form of a smarter interest rate. Upstart believes you're more than just a credit score. They make it fast, simple, and easy to check your rate. Since it's just a soft pull, it won't affect your credit score. The hard pull happens after you accept your rate. The best part? Once the loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds the very next business day. Over 400,000 people have used Upstart.com to pay off credit cards or meet their financial goals. Free yourself from the burden of high-interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart. See why Upstart is ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot. And hurry to upstart.com/kindoffunny to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate takes only a few minutes. That's upstart.com/kindoffunny. Up next, it is Quip. You know, I love my Quip toothbrush. I use it all the time. It, of course, is the electric toothbrush that vibrates for 2 minutes, pulses every 30 seconds, so you get each one of the quadrants of your mouth. It's changed how I brush because I didn't realize I had to brush for 2 minutes and I thought I was brushing for a long time and it turns out I was not brushing for a long time and now I brush my teeth better. Quip, makers of the electric toothbrush, wants you to know the one single discovery that matters most for dental care. It's simply this, that if you have good habits, you're good to go. That means brushing for 2 minutes twice a day and flossing regularly, no matter what brand you use. Quip makes it simple, starting with an electric toothbrush, refillable floss, and anti-cavity toothpaste. Quip's brush has sensitive sonic vibrations, a built-in timer, just like I was telling you. Of course, the Quip floss dispenser comes with pre-marked string to help you use just enough. Plus, Quip delivers fresh brush heads, floss, and toothpaste refills to your door every 3 months with free shipping, so your routine is always right. Join over 3 million healthy mouths and get Quip today, starting at $25. And if you go to getquip.com/KF right now, you'll get your first refill free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/KF. GETQUIP.com/KF. Quip, the good habits company. And finally, it's Honey. You've heard us talk about Honey a long time ago. They did a sponsorship with us. We all started using it. What Honey is a widget you add to your web browser. You click on it, and then when you check out on any of the online shopping portals you use, Honey automatically scrolls through all the different deals and voucher codes and things you could use, applies the best one for you. You save money. I use it every time I buy anything online. I love it, and I wouldn't have known about it if it wasn't for Kind of Funny. So now you knew about it through Kind of Funny. You use it, and you'll support us through the links below. Isn't that right, Kevin? Ladies and gentlemen, it's as simple as I talked about. Imagine you're shopping with one of your favorite sites like Target, Best Buy, Sephora, etc. When you check out, this little box drops down, and all you have to do is click Apply Coupons. Wait a few seconds for it to scan every promo code on the internet and watch the prices drop. I love it. You need to be a part of this. Honey has found its over 18... I see what it's doing. Honey has found its 18 million members over $2 billion in savings. How did Honey support all these... they're more adding stores every day. They're doing all these crazy things. Users love Honey. That's why it has over 100,000 five-star reviews on Google Chrome's store. Not using Honey is literally passing up free money. Don't do that. Take the free money. It's free to use and installs in just two clicks. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/kinda. That's joinhoney.com/kinda.
In your brain, were you going to send him a note that said, "I know what you did," and just see what happened?
Muhammad the dentist?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
He wasn't even there that day. He wasn't even
it's like
there.
It's like when I looked up Tim's eye doctor 2 seconds in. I'm like, is this the guy? Tim's like, yes.
Okay.
He's hella popular. So, okay. Last quick story I have about my eye thing. For now. I'm sure that once I go through surgery, it all goes wrong. I'm going to be here and blind.
And can the thumbnail for this be like you and me like this, but then you make us look like doctors?
Okay. Yeah. How about... with George Clooney from ER.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay.
I leave my house after this whole situation, after the day after I got like the final thing saying, you can do PRK, you can't do LASIK, whatever. And I listen to the radio every once in a while. And on the drive over here, I was listening to the radio and one of the commercials played. And it's my fucking, the guy. And it's him talking. He's like, hey, and like going through all the stuff of LASIK and do all this stuff. I was like, is Instagram listening this hard?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how
did they put on the radio?
How is this possible? And then I just realized this has been happening for years. And I just have tuned it out forever.
You're only now noticing.
But now, but it's like, wow, this guy, man, he has the Bay Area cornered. You know who else is going on soon? Mr. Gary Whitta.
Oh. Yeah.
Based on my recommendation of having a good experience thus far.
I feel like that might be how you know you're getting old, is that when ads like that happen,
yeah, you're like, oh, I need to turn it up.
Them, you go, oh, wait, what is that? Like, I'll never forget. I was watching, I think it was like the Golden Girls on the Hallmark channel, and there was an ad for something. And for the first time in my life, I was like, interesting, tell me more.
It's the what I fall this? And I can't get up thing. And you're like, I can relate.
I'm like, that's okay. Yeah.
Life alert.
That happens sometimes.
Except in Nick's thing, it's just like he's yelling and D's just in the other room on a magazine.
I'll never forget the last time I threw my back out, which was like, when was that, Kevin? Like a year ago?
I think it was 2 years ago.
That wasn't even fun.
I'll never forget it.
No, that was a really serious
when you're
like,
crawling backwards.
Yes. Come on, guys, that was really funny.
No.
It was really funny because we had that moment where we were all in the other room. We looked at each other and we're like, we can't laugh at this.
Yeah.
And walked
that
away.
Did happen.
Yeah.
But
it was just a look.
It was just a look. Yeah. We didn't say it. There was no conversation.
I would have
laughed.
There
wasn't even a giggle. There wasn't everything. Listen, we all looked at each other. There was an understanding of like, we got to get through
and
this together.
I believe there was also a conversation of like, do we need to call someone?
I mean, it was definitely scary. But Nick seemed like he had it under control.
Oh, I've been there before.
No, he didn't. He did not seem like he had it under control.
It was painful. But I remember driving home, and I was like, if I can just sit down, I'll be fine. Because in the seated position, it was fine. It was like standing that hurt. And I went home, and I I laid down, and then I went to get up to like go to the bathroom, and I just collapsed onto my floor. And that happened even the moment that Dee came home, and she just looked at me and was like, "What the fuck, dude? Like, what the fuck are you doing to yourself?" And I'm like, "I'm doing
jiu-jitsu." On the ground, puddle of piss around you. Like, ah.
I've only been embarrassed being married like twice. embarrassed for my wife, that I've done something stupid, and it's embarrassed. Like, I've been embarrassed to her. That, and then the one time that I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. The last time I got really hammered, and I had to have, I'm like, this was like maybe 2 years ago.
Pants are wet, better put them in the oven.
No, it was a bucket day. It was like, I need you to get a bucket and put it next to me. And I was like vomiting bile. Like, it was so bad. And she was like, this is the fucking most disgusting thing I've ever seen anyone do. It's like, what happened? And I just didn't do it right the night prior. I think I had too much vodka, and it just fucked me up.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Last thing I want to say about my teeth stuff.
Sure.
I want it to be over, but it
silver lining
has been so incredibly easy. Where it's like, I'm a little uncomfortable, but it's just one. So like the first night or the first day, like that you've got like a wad of gauze in there, mm-hmm. that's trying to like absorb all the blood and make sure, you know, you're supposed to kind of check it and make sure that you've stopped bleeding eventually. That was so easy to handle when it was just one corner.
Yeah.
So all this bullshit of like, might as well get them all done. Like, fuck that. That makes your life so much harder. I'd be able to handle four different
bleeding
trips
sockets.
Of this. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's more of the inconvenience of having to go back and inconveniencing.
Yeah, like, I'm not having a bad experience. This is easy. In fact, what? It's been 2 days. I'm already eating solid foods.
That's not what you're supposed to do, though, right? You're not supposed to eat solid food there.
Yeah.
My question was going to be, how mad is Mrs. Coelho that you're just drinking milkshakes like you're mad man again?
I mean, I've lost, I don't know if you saw this, but I've lost 8 pounds in 2 days. So she can't argue with me. You know? Doctor says I'm healthy.
Doctor.
Healthy enough.
The doctors that he goes to tell him that.
Yeah.
The doctors also sell cell phone plans.
Nicholas.
Yeah, this all checks out. You're healthy enough and your oil's changed.
You guys
see
are
in
mixing,
a second.
Guys,
by the way, Quicken Mobile's got a new data plan.
You guys are mixing my dentist and my doctors in your story, all right?
No, I knew who I'm doing.
A lovely new doctor.
And your mechanic, apparently.
It just seems like such a Dennis the Menace kind of thing you would tell him, like, you know, it's for him, so it's like Paula sends him out to go to the doc, and he's like, all right. And he goes, like, cool Greg's friend, Doc. Who's like, looks at him, is like, yeah, he's got that thing where he hits him on the knee and it moves. He's like, yeah, good enough by my standard. Let's smoke a pack.
Gives him a fucking weed lollipop. He's like, all right, let's go.
I do have a blood test coming up, and that's one you can't fucking, you know. I really hope everything goes smooth there.
The blood. How did they test your cholesterol if you haven't had the blood test?
I didn't test my cholesterol.
Oh, so you just did blood pressure?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Your cholesterol's probably fine. You're young. That's the thing. Is like, once you, like, you don't start popping this shit till late 30s.
I keep doing like random keto diets, which are super high in cholesterol.
No, you'll be fine. Unless you go like that. That was the only time my cholesterol did pop was when I went to the carnivore diet, where I was like, I'm just gonna do meat. And my doctor's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, well, your cholesterol is it wasn't that high. They were just like, it's the point where we should start thinking about, like, we should start monitoring.
Limitar,
I was like, you know what?
I didn't even know if that's for cholesterol. Yeah.
I was like, you know what? Give me a year.
Wait, let's do it again.
And they're like, really?
Coke. Damn. I thought, free association. Now clear your mind. We're going to do the word.
Barry Bonds.
Damn it. I thought I fucking gave it away.
You guys are really good. Anyway.
Don't be jealous of what we have.
I am constantly. Of all of
So how long are you going to be out of content, Tim?
Hopefully not long. Okay. Like, with the schedule that we have.
Or are you going to do vlogs about it? Because I'd love to see vlog a day three.
I don't know.
Please vlog
we'll
it.
We'll see, man. We'll see how.
Do I review and review?
Out of all people that have to deal with this, like, I'm definitely not looking forward to it. Like, this sounds fucking horrible. I do not want to be Gia. I feel so bad for her. She'd have to deal with me. I'm the biggest complainer there is.
That's what I need you to do.
Give me, like, things to be actually complaining about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to make sure the house is completely dark and
Tim-proof it before?
I think you're okay. I have to wear these weird-ass goggles for hella long.
Oh, hell yeah.
Protective goggles.
Can I suggest a couple things Cyberpunk for just Tim. Your own sanity
real quick,
for fun?
Kevin, can you Google PPK goggles?
I'm already on it.
Two things, suggestions. Just fun. Let's have some fun with this.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, make lemonade out of lemons.
Lemonade out of lemons, right. Gia takes you. She takes you to the thing, but for some reason she can't bring you back. We bring you back.
Uh-huh.
We wrap your head like the Invisible Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. She comes back. It's a dark room. Your head's totally wrapped. We have fun with that. Mm-hmm. How does that sit with you?
Sure.
Right.
I'm down.
Second thing.
Cool.
You have to somehow convince her that because you got your eyes done, she has to wipe your butt.
Yes, exactly.
She has to take you to the bathroom and wipe your butt.
Kevin, no, the first
I don't even
one.
Want to tell. Huh? Like, I don't even want to imagine if I had to tell her you have to wipe my butt.
She would do it because she
I
loves
feel like
you.
She'd be
she loves
stoked.
You.
I feel like she's like such a sick little fuck.
Would she like to get in there and get it clean?
Do I really? I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
That's hot.
Yeah, if you have to, so hot. If you have to wear these, Tim.
Oh yes, Doc Ock, what's up?
It is something like these.
For the record,
to sleep in.
I've thought about buying these a lot.
I can imagine you.
What is it really called? Because I said PPK, thinking Kevin would understand. PRK goggles. That'll get you the.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. You just were rolling along with the jokes with me. I understand.
No, I honestly thought it was PPK.
But real talk, I never shouldn't be out of too much content because if it's on a Thursday and we're like just the days that it is, the worst thing is I think I'm going to have to miss the Birds of Prey in review.
Shut up. Yes. Are those them?
Those
yeah,
are awesome.
I like that.
I hope it's like this. Can you go one over from that picture in the middle? Down. That one or down? That's what I hope it is right there.
You're going to look like every great aunt ever.
Dude, all these goggles look like the start of the homemade any suit. In any, you know what I mean? Like the first gen suit for anybody who's going to use it.
It's going to be pretty cool, man. We'll see how it goes.
Toby Blue writes in to patreon.com/kindoffunny and asks, if you could add one more movie to a completed franchise, which franchise would it be? Nick Scarpino, you were very excited about this when you saw it last
one
week.
One more movie to a completed franchise.
It's a good one, right?
This is a good one. I'm struggling to come up with franchise. Like, there's
I don't feel
movies
like
that are singular movies.
I don't
that
feel
I
like any
yeah, that's my
completed.
Thing. My brain goes to if I could. There's a lot of movies that I wish they would have gone back and made a sequel to during the era of them making sequels to. The biggest one, of course, Big Trouble in Little China. They talked for a long time about making a sequel. The Rock now trying to remake that movie or whatever. It's going to be fucking Jumanji again or whatever. But I would have loved to have seen a continuation of that story with those characters so badly. Remember?
Yes, I'm sorry. I missed it. I thought you were saying add one to Big Little China, and then they wanted to make another one of The Rock. And so I was like, oh, man, Nicolas Cage and Sean Connery busting out, doing all sorts of
that
stuff.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, but it wasn't. No, you were like The Rock. Big Trouble in Little China.
I'm trying to put my mind together what that movie is.
Big Trouble in Little China? Kurt Russell?
Kurt Russell, John Carpenter movie.
I always forget him. I always get it mixed up with the Jackie Chan.
It's fantastic. It's on HBO right now.
What's the Jackie Chan movie?
Rumble in the Bronx.
I always get those titles mixed
up. Yeah, they are similar.
Yeah. God damn
ish.
Yeah.
I think you could do. I allow you to do in this question Big Trouble in Little China.
Okay, that's the one movie of my youth that I'm like, oh, why did they not? And I know why, because the movie bombed the box office, and then later, because of VHS, became a cult classic. But if that movie had done just well enough to merit a terrible sequel, I would have loved that sequel so much.
So adding a movie, so we could even add a movie to, like you're saying, a sequel.
Yeah, I just put one, because there's so many other series that, like, I'm like, what's the, like, sure, Lethal Weapon maybe, but if they did another one, it would be sad. It would just be like Bad Boys. You're like, these people are way too fucking old to be action stars.
Well, you're taking it too seriously, because I think you can add it in. Well, I mean, that's a specific way. But
I would do this.
I think there's enough time travel genie stuff happening here that you can explain it significantly what you want.
Time travel genie, then, two movies that I would think of. Either a third movie with Keaton, a third Batman movie.
Oh, yeah.
Or Tim Burton goes on and actually does that Superman movie with Nick Cage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of the DNA went into Man of Steel, which we should have talked about a little bit.
I got three answers for you that are different types of answers.
Give
in terms
it.
Of just like keeping a franchise going, Nolan's fourth movie.
Yes.
What would it have been? Post Dark Knight Rises, we have Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Let's do some type of Batman Beyond situation.
That's cool.
I'm in. Wow. I like it. That'd be really fun. In terms of something that is really playing with time here, Scott Pilgrim, just split it into two movies. So it's not a sequel to it. Take
Part
that
two.
One movie, maybe three X's in the first, four X's in the second, four in the first, three in the second. It doesn't matter. Just split it up.
Three and
give
half,
it a little
half,
bit more time to breathe. Yes. But the real answer that I have, that I don't think anyone here at this table has seen it, I know Big Kev Dog over there is going to have my back, a movie that needs a sequel desperately, Alita Battle Angel. So much cool shit set up in that movie, and it's a damn shame we're just never going to see it happen. I agree with that.
That
sequel's not happening.
I like that movie a lot more than I thought I was going to like. And there's still a lot of it that I'm like, this is really, really weirdly
totally.
Off.
I mean,
totally.
Well, it's a Japanese anime made in real life, and I think that they nailed it.
No. Do you own the 4K Blu-ray?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
I watched
really
to
get it.
Fake fan. I do. Do you want to borrow
you
it?
You own it?
I own it.
I would really like to borrow it, yeah, because I want to see it at its most pristine. I don't want to stream it.
I watched
the facial effects are insane.
Yeah.
I watched a video essay series, I forget by whom. I want to say Wisecrack, but maybe it was someone else, where they were talking about the difference between the anime and the the live action version. And one of the things they pointed out
that the manga, right? It was never an anime, was it?
No, it was a manga. You're right. I'm sorry. No, I think it was. I think it was anime. Yeah, I think it was anime. Because they had.
It was a manga. It is.
It is a manga, but I think it was an anime.
Yeah.
Fuck, I want to watch that.
And so, yeah, the anime apparently was really, really dark, and the doctor character was kind of like, he was dubious. You didn't know if he was good or bad. And one of the things that they pointed out that was like, I couldn't put my finger on why the movie didn't quite work for me. But one of the things he pointed out was he was like, in the anime and in the manga, the ground level was fucking like the worst place. It was a slum. It was the worst place ever to live, which was why characters would do anything, including backstab each other, to get to the Elysium-like place up top. And in this one, he's like, contrast this visual, and it's like people dying in the street, with this visual, and people, and it's like a bazaar where people are wearing shorts, and everyone's bright, and everyone's like, it looks really happy and kind of cool, like there's not that much responsibility. And I'm like, oh yeah, that didn't quite work. The production design on that one was a little off. But
I feel like they did a good job with that, having not watched the anime.
They made it very young adult, which was not.
I think it worked where it's like, I feel like it made the like political stuff a bit more interesting with Mahershala Ali, where it's like, it wasn't necessarily that they need to get out of there. It's that like, they don't know better. So it's like, there are people down here that like, it's not the slums is the worst place, but it's like, it's not good. There's still like horrible killers like running around with freaking scorpion tails. That's fair.
I've got a couple of submissions, but they're not necessarily sequels. They're more just movies that kind of take place in the same universes. Mm-hmm. I would like to see something else done with District 9.
Oh, yeah.
I love that world that they created. I think it's one of those cool movies with awesome visuals that I just, like, Blomkamp, I think that was...
He hit it out of the park with District 9.
Exactly, yeah. But I feel like it was almost lucky to have everything so perfect. Like, I think the actors, the writing, the plot, everything was so great in that movie.
He cast, what's the main actor's name?
Charlton Copley.
Yeah, cast him as that. Perfect casting, because this guy's like got great comedic chops. He's charming to watch. You kind of fear for him because he's not this big
he's
action
kind of
character.
Bumbling dude.
And then in every movie after that, he cast him as a bad guy, and you're like, why? He's not a bad guy. He cannot play a villain. It's not good.
I forget how long at the end of that was he supposed to hang out and wait for them to come back for him.
7 years.
Was that what it was? Something like that, right?
Be cool if they came.
It's a good movie. That'd be the thing, because I would love to see that. What in a sequel!
It's
or
a cool movie. Yeah. So that, and then something along the lines of another Fifth Element, just in that world though.
That was a. That's a great point.
And I know the fucking City of Thousand Planets or whatever the fuck, Valerian. I got maybe 3/4 of the way through with that movie.
I think I owned that too.
Just couldn't finish it.
That's a movie that was a bit of a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
It should have been better than it was.
But I love the visuals. It's gorgeous. There's so many cool ideas and concepts of what sci-fi can be. I just think of that one scene where Dane DeHaan is like, Dane? Where he's running on like the invisible platforms that he's shooting down.
But shooting down.
Like that's so video game to me, and I just want to see more sort of in that realm.
You saying Dane DeHaan, Chronicle too.
The way that movie
ends, man, it just sets it up so perfectly. Mm. Like it could be.
Have you
fantastic.
Ever read the second script?
Yeah,
I got
cool.
I got two
really
more.
Cool.
Akira.
I got two more. They have to make the movie first. One, Chronicles of Riddick. I love the Chronicles of Riddick. I love Pitch Black, and I love Riddick. I want him to keep making those movies.
Didn't they make a fourth one?
No. I don't. Not that I know of. I know there's three. There's Pitch Black, Chronicles of Riddick, and then Riddick. And Riddick, I was like, this is the dumbest idea. Who the hell wants a sequel to the Chronicles of Riddick? Started watching it. I'm like, you know what? It's not that bad.
I want
kind of enjoying this movie. It's just a remake of Pitch Black, but I don't give a fuck. It's kind of fun, and he plays that character so... It's such a dumb character, and it's so fucking one-dimensional, but it's fun to watch.
Yeah.
The other movie that I watched recently that it's not necessarily a series, but I would love if they gave him a sequel to this, was I finally sat down and watched Joker. And I was not expecting to like this movie as much as I did. And I would fucking... If I had the power to do this, and I know they don't want to do this because it's totally counterintuitive to the messaging and what they wanted to accomplish with this film, which I think they absolutely did, was they made a movie that was like a really kind of hardcore look at the disparity of wealth versus poverty in America and mental health and how we deal with both of those things. And I think it was fucking amazing. And I wish they would just call up Todd Phillips and go, hey, man, just here's money. Make one more movie. Call it Batman. and just have that be about fear and have it be about the same themes, but a continuation of, I don't know if you guys are familiar with, did you watch Joker?
I watched like the first.
So there's elements of the Wayne family that are in this. And so it would
Why?
Be.
Why? Did you not like it?
No, remember, this is the story where I told you where my friend a fourth of the way through was like, hey, I'm going to a party, man. And I was like, all right, I guess I'll go home.
That's pretty cool. I just think that like there's this wonderful moment visually. The movie's visually beautiful. It's unbelievably striking. I think it's actually, and dare I say, because there's a lot of parallels between that and the Nolan trilogy. I think it's better shot than the Nolan movies by far, which is crazy to say to me. But there's just a moment where like when they finally show the super title over the screen, like the title just says Joker, and it's so big, it actually stretches beyond it's a cool design concept. It just stretches beyond the borders of the frame. So it's just kind of barely cut off, but it's like fucking huge in your face. And I just had this unbelievable visual like this of him doing the same movie, but just having it be Batman, and it's the same thing. And it'd just be a 1-2. No trilogy, just one part, part two part. Later down the road, Joker's still there, and we tell, and then like, because for how hyper real, or how grounded rather, the Nolan trilogy was, this was hyper real. Greg Miller from
Question, thank you very much.
Kind of funny.
Thank you for recognizing me on the floor. My question for you is, I'm with you, I'd want to see that as well. Do you need it to be, here's where the Joker is in the same world too, or can it just be Batman based on the events of the Joker?
Are we how
I don't want to get spoilery, yeah. But I mean, like, that tumbles Gotham City into a very,
I think that
not
you,
traditional,
I would,
but
like,
you see where it's going, that's going
to
lead
to, I would
Batman.
Like to see what he does with that, and I would like the movie to center around fear and how people confront fear and how, and I still think the idea of like the rich versus the poor is always going to be a theme, and I think that's a great theme, but I would love to see how he, because the Joker is this character that like was, you know, is spiraling out of control because of his mental illness, because people aren't, he's been either misdiagnosed or he's been mistreated back in the, like back when he was young, and nobody cares about him and nobody cares about any of the poor people. And then this is a bit of a spoiler, but I think it's important. Like midway through, like the government agency that's helping him loses funding. And that is the final straw that like pushes him over the edge. And I just thought that was such a fucking like crazy and intense and incredibly important ride to go on, and to watch how a person can go from relatively okay to just out of control over in the span of like a couple weeks because people don't care about you, and then pick that up and show what the opposite of that. What would happen to a kid if he saw all that happen and then saw his parents fucking die in front of him? What would that do? How is he different from the other character that went one way? How do we see his journey go a different way?
Yeah.
I just think that'd be so fucking rad, and especially done with that amount of realism, because it would be fucked up. You're like, watching a guy run around Gotham City in a cape is okay up until a point, but if you make it really real, it's kind of fucking weird, right? How weird would it be to see in that world like a guy, you'd be like, this guy's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
If you saw that or not, I don't know, how do they do that? But I was just blown away by how well directed that movie was. The acting was phenomenal. The fucking music was unbelievably good. And apparently, my wife told me a story about how the composer, who I think is like in her 20s, got the script and was like, she read it and was like, I have to do the music for this, and started composing before she saw even a frame of it.
Wow.
That's cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Similar vein of superheroes, because that's obviously what I think we're, so many of us know and do. And I want to do the next franchise installment I want to see would be one of two ways. Wow, but I'd like to see a sequel to Superman Returns. I think Brandon Routh got a short end of the stick on that. I don't like Superman Returns all that much. You know what I mean? I think it's a long movie where not much happens. But I remember after it and seeing that criticism, and I remember Singer at the time being like, oh, well, the next Superman I do is going to be like Wrath of Khan style action, right? And even though it turns out Singer's a dirtbag and we all know it now, I didn't know it then. Whether it was that script or not, I would have liked to have seen that world continue to be investigated. And I think Superman Returns, while going on far too long and giving James Marsden a shit end of the stick and doing a whole bunch of different things, I think it ends in a place that would have been a really interesting unseen on-screen dynamic of, all right, cool, like, Superman's back, Lois has his kid, Lois is in a relationship, she's married, actually, to James Marsden, yeah. Or engaged to him at the time, I can't remember anymore. But they are a happy familial unit, right? And they're like, what do we do to work in this stepdad Superman, and how are we going to break that up, and how's that? Because I thought it was going to be a traditional movie. I remember watching it where by the end of it, James Marsden's character would become like Metallo or something. Like, he would go bad so that it wouldn't be a big deal that Superman and Lois left. And instead, they're left in this quagmire of a relationship.
Like, he has a heroic moment at the end where
James Marsden never is a bad guy in that movie. He does all the right things, and to the point that, I think he knows, right, that Lois and Superman are the real deal. So it's like, what does he do with that, and how does that go? What would that have equated to in another movie? However, that's back then, right? Like, now I would love to see, piggybacking off of Crisis, something done with Kingdom Come Superman, Brandon Routh. because he fucking crushed it in Crysis, where he was awesome and it was such a cool thing. And like, obviously there's no production value put behind any of those sets or anything like that. So to see that as either a movie or an HBO Max series or whatever, or just a couple one-off things, I'd love to see.
Yeah, he could definitely still play the role.
Yeah.
Of course, there's always the fantasy we talk about where you do that Dark Knight Returns. Or not Dark Knight Returns.
Oh, yeah, Kingdom Come.
Beyond. Kingdom Come.
Yeah, with
Keaton.
Yeah.
Bring Keaton back as this broken-ass fucking... Dude. Batman with a snapped neck and all this shit.
And I mean, that could even, I mean, if you really want to get nuts with it, have Ralph be that, play that Kingdom Come Superman, right?
He could do it.
Because that's the thing, too, is like, I would love to see even the origin of Kingdom Come Superman, right? Which is what happened to Kingdom Come Superman in Crisis, right? Of Joker comes in and kills everyone on the Daily Planet, including Jimmy, Lois, Perry, and everybody else, right? Like, Brandon in Crisis is dealing with that, but he's already gone through the Kingdom Come portion arguably, because he's not a bad guy. You know, he is playing as Clark. He is doing his thing. But to see that, he's young enough that he can still play that, too.
Oh, he did a good job in that role, too.
Yeah.
I'm missing You Meet the Fockers, man.
Oh, man.
No, we need another one of those.
Just keep going.
No, you know what? I'll be honest. I love...
I'm glad they finally stopped.
What's his name? Zoolander. The guy played Zoolander.
Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller. I love Ben Stiller as much as the next guy. But if he never made another movie again, I'd be okay with it.
Do you want to do another Walter Zimmy or whatever the fuck that movie was?
Yeah, the one where he's walking on sunshine or whatever the fuck it was. Actually, to be fair, that guy should shut the fuck up, because I love both Night at the Museum movies.
We need another one of those.
Dude, you know what? Fuck it. Throw it over to those motherfuckers. The capuchin monkey's like, cool monkey. Classic. Do a Zoolander again. You know what? Ben Stiller, start making movies again. I'm in.
He did a Zoolander again. Nobody saw it.
It was bad.
Final Destination. Just fuck it.
Hell yeah. Why not? Hell yeah, they should. That's 100%
great. I think that series needs a reboot.
Sure, kids always want to go see
But what
kids
more could they possibly do with Final Destination?
I feel like they could do it really cool.
If you reboot it, have Devin Sawa play.
Completely clean, though.
Have Devin Sawa play the Candyman role, right? Like the morgue guy is a nod to all us old fucks.
Just
as a
nod, but not in canon.
Totally.
Love that.
I think there are a lot of...
That's a motion picture right there. Make it happen.
I think there are a lot of 90s Disney franchises that could definitely be...
Kim Possible.
...brought back. And then, I mean, more of the movie, like... Maybe not even Disney. I'm maybe thinking of the wrong production.
Rescuers Down Under.
No, I'm thinking of like Treasure Planet and like Titan A.E. and movies like that.
Titan
like,
A fucking E. Wow. Okay.
Like not a good movie, but God, I love that movie as a kid.
You know, you know the other series I'd love for them to do a third one just to see if they can actually get it right? Tron. I went back and watched.
Tron's a great
answer.
That's
a great answer,
dude. Dude, I went back and watched the original Tron recently. I've been going down. I got the Disney Plus now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I watched Black Hole, which was a movie that terrified me when I was a kid. Not a good movie. The original Disney movies, like the live action movies back in the 80s, were fucking really bad. But I'm like, I remember Tron being awesome. I'm going to start watching Tron right now. And I put it on and I'm like, the first 20 minutes of that movie are a fucking hot mess. They go from, it starts in the arcade, and then they go over to the corporation, and they go in the computer, and then it goes back to the corporation. Like, why is any of this happening?
It's a lot,
It's
man.
So much. And they don't even get into the fucking computer world. Like, Jeff Bridges isn't digitized in for, like, 35 minutes into the movie.
And even then, it's like, you know, we look at that, and obviously Tron was so important for CGI and all that stuff now. But, like, it is... so rough to watch, where I'm like, this not only does it not look good, it's like obscene. It's just like, this is horrible. Like, Kevin could, if we gave him $10 right now just to keep him happy, or just like, hey, go make Tron right now, I bet he could do a better job.
It's a couple things that suck, because obviously I love reading IMDb trivia when I do this. One of the things that was fascinating was they were talking about how they were precluded from getting nominated for an Academy Award for visual effects because they thought using computers was cheating.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
That is insane.
But you go back and look at how they did this. So they shot the movie black and white, and then they did different passes of exposure to bring out the faces and versus the helmets and all the suits and stuff, and then expose them differently to get the different colors. It's fucking fascinating. It was like 9 different exposures at one point for just to get some of the effects to come out. It's fucking crazy.
And then Tron Legacy,
which should have been awesome.
Tron Legacy and Man of Steel are so similar.
It's the same thing. You go back and watch it, you go, why? This movie has everything that it needs to be good. Why is it not good?
I had such a crush on Olivia Wilde.
She was so good in that movie. Michael Sheen's in that movie. Jeff Bridges looks, his fucking hairline is unbelievable for a man of his age. Garrett Edlund or whatever, driving the cool motorcycle and all that stuff.
The fucking frisbee scene. Ugh. Death frisbees, Jesus! And the movie's starting with the Disney castle, but it's all Tronified. The grid, and you hear the voiceover.
The grid.
What?
That whole intro,
man.
You know what? Tron Legacy reminds me a lot of Ender's Game, another movie that I think was like it could have been so cool.
It sucks that it wasn't an HBO
series,
three seasons. Should have
been a series. They should have done that.
Like, that would be so much better. Yeah. And I feel like now that stupid movie is, like, tainted people's opinions of it. Where it's like, next time people are talking about it, it's going to be like, oh, like that bad movie in fucking 2000, what was it, 12? 12, 15? I don't remember.
Well, the sad thing about Ender's Game is that, like, the sort of concept behind it is really fucked up and awesome.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's been done so many times now. We've seen so many, like, children having to go to Hunger Games. Mm-hmm. It's perfect. It kind of spoiled the concept for everyone forever.
Yeah.
Just quickly going back to Tron. I just want to give a shout out to this guy that fucking, the same guy that made Oblivion made Tron, right? Fuck, now I'm forgetting his name. But the fact that he called up Daft Punk and was like, yo, you want to just do all the music
so
for this?
Good.
And they were like,
yeah,
sure. And not only did they do the music, that soundtrack is so fucking awesome. It's so good. I listen to it maybe like once a month. I'm
Joseph,
like,
Kaczynski?
Ah. Joseph Kaczynski, yeah. He did that, and he did another one of my movie that I really love. That, again,
he's doing Top Gun Maverick?
Oh, is he directing that? Good. Because Oblivion was another one of those movies that was really cool.
My dad loves that movie, again, for the visuals. It's a movie that he
beautifully
just
likes. I legit really like that movie more than I feel like I should.
Me too.
Yeah. That and Minority Report are two movies that, like...
No, Minority Report is phenomenal.
Is it?
They're on different levels.
Is it?
Yes.
That's okay. Steven Spielberg and Philip K. Dick.
Yeah. Kev, click on Top Gun Maverick real quick.
God, Minority Report's so good.
I just watched that.
Oh my gosh, what
it's
a
fucking
movie.
Messed up. Weird though.
Awesome.
But it's messed up.
It's so it's badass.
Good. I want to see what's going on with the direction of this. Directed by Joseph. What is. Oh, Christopher McQuarrie's just writing it. Mm. Okay.
You know what? I mean, Joseph, he's a good director. He actually really is a good director. I think Oblivion, I'm like, this is a. The ending's a little weird. But the movie itself, Tom Cruise, Olga Kurylenko, what's his name? Fuck, Morgan Freeman. Sci-fi, crazy, like, cerebral sci-fi. I thought it was fucking rad.
Hmm.
Cool concept.
This is taking this topic in an even different direction. A movie that I want to get a sequel, that's fucking getting a sequel, Quiet Place.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the Quiet Universe?
That was the one I did not need a sequel for. I love number one.
But that's my thing. It's like, I wasn't, like, clamoring for it. But seeing this trailer, I'm like, yeah, this looks freaking rad.
This is like The Last of Us, right? Like, in terms of...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Where it's like, we don't need a sequel. We're getting
one. And then they show you the thing, and you're like, oh, that's pretty cool. See, I never saw part one, but the second, you know, the trailer shows you something, I leaned over to Greg. I was like, does blah, blah, blah happen? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Dude, I love the scene, like, the bus coming in. I feel like they're putting the budget in all the right places with it, from what we've seen so far.
I haven't seen the trailer yet.
The trailer?
Yeah, I'll watch it.
The trailer's good, don't get me wrong. And if you guys are like, we're going, I'll go. But it's one of those where I feel not only did I not want it, it also just looks like it's start. And they're smart writers, obviously, but it just looks like we're wandering into the same Walking Dead zombie movie tropes of just like, the real threat's man's inhumanity to man. Only the bad people. It's like, all right, I've seen this.
Well, also, but like these monsters are still roaming around, so.
Like John the zombies in Walking Dead.
Yeah, but
too
I
good.
Feel like
tall.
The zombies in Walking Dead.
Kevin, I already winked. I'm sorry, the conversation's over.
Yeah, you know he winked, Kevin. He winked.
I'll tell you what we don't need a sequel to. The Matrix. We do not need to continue those stories at all.
Here's the thing.
This is rebooting it, kind of.
No, no, no.
Isn't this
the
next cycle?
No, they're calling it Matrix 4 now.
Okay.
Yeah.
the title is, this is the fourth Matrix movie.
There's the long-running theory that, like, it is all within a loop. That, like, at no point have they woken up from the Matrix, you know?
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah, I mean, that's the theory at the end, right, where he's... making shit happen in the real world, and people go, "Oh, this is just another level of the Matrix."
I think that was at the end of 2, of the where like he fights one of the tentacle monsters, like he turns it off.
Yeah.
Jesus, really?
So yeah, there is that theory that they never actually made it out of the Matrix.
It would be cool if they actually now incorporate that into the.
That'd be awesome, actually. Yeah. You know what? I take it back. That actually would be. It's an interesting starting point.
At the end of 3, does he die? He dies, right?
Yeah, he's Jesus.
Yeah.
They pass him over again with a cross, just like Spider-Man and just like Man.
They actually do, Nick. Like, I don't even know if you remember this.
No, I remember.
Yeah,
it was dumb.
They, like,
I was like, oh, okay, religion.
I've
great.
Only
Let's
seen two
beat people over the head.
Yeah, me too.
They're so boring.
They're terrible. They're
so
terrible
fucking boring.
Movies.
I want a better movie. Like, I want a movie to come out that's incredible and then it's revealed that it is in the Cloverfield universe.
Sure.
Because I feel like we keep getting Cloverfield things, but
good
they're
answer.
Never super
good. Answer.
Like, they're never really awesome.
You didn't
or
like the Cloverfield
I loved.
Paradox?
I mean, I didn't mind it. That's
I liked
the
one where they were underground.
Cloverfield Lane was dope until they tried to connect it to the universe.
Sure.
Like, it's a fantastic movie.
I liked Cloverfield Lane. I felt like Cloverfield Paradox, the Netflix one, was like, this is fine. I I probably shouldn't have enjoyed it as much as I did, but there was still some level of enjoyment there. Things, but I do want a movie to come out that is still in the Cloverfield universe that is sort of universally loved, you know? Yeah, like really like cool. a 9 out of 10 movie where we just all go, wow, that is a must-see movie.
I may add a movie.
You may, Kevin.
Please do, Kevin.
I've always wanted a Clerks 3. Like a proper end of the story that he's always talked about. I don't want it anymore, though. But it's like, I wish somehow we could have, you know, Kevin Smith from a different era make that Clerks 3 and it actually happened.
That's within the rules, Kevin.
Yeah.
It's within these rules.
We're time traveling. We're time traveling.
I think all the series he could do, and I know I haven't seen Jane Silent Bob Reboot.
Don't watch it.
But of all the series,
today I woke up and I got the Instagram notification that, like, hey, it's available on demand. I was like, that's got to happen immediately.
I watched Yoga Hosers. I was like, whoa, okay. Okay. I watched The Tusk. I was like, okay.
Tusk I enjoyed. Tusk, I mean, it's goofy, obviously. Goofy. Obviously.
I really liked Red State.
I never watched Red State. Yeah. But I do think that maybe it's just me over romanticizing where Kevin Smith's at with his careers, but I do believe that if he were to do Clerks 3, he would try as hard as humanly possible to make a proper third.
That one's happening, right?
No.
Allegedly. Last time he spoke, he's close to getting funding. He finally has all the
actors. Oh, so he got his name to sign Randall off on it? It's Randall, right?
Yeah, Jeff. But I feel like this always feels like when Jordan Vogt Roberts talks about the Metal Gear Solid movie.
it's true, because, like, I mean...
It's always high hopes.
Recently, Mall Brats or Mall Rats 2 or whatever it was called was announced. And then, like, 6 months later, it was like,
then it's becoming a series, and then it stopped, and now they've re-announced another Mallrats.
Jane Silent Bob Reboot came out, so
here's the thing. I honestly believe he was trying his hardest. It's just that the weed is not helping him write movies.
It's not. He has to stop smoking. And that's, you know what's funny? Yeah. Is that he didn't used to smoke weed.
No.
He used to smoke cigarettes, and cigarettes are way better for screenwriting than weed.
What movie
did he start smoking weed on?
Red State.
Was it Red State?
Yeah, that was
when everything started going like, we're not.
He had an abundance of like ideas and came out with all these movies that like have not been very critically loved.
Well, Tusk he came out with because it was like a joke on the podcast.
Yeah,
they were and high.
Too high.
Yeah,
I told you. Yeah, the credits roll and they play the.
He's got to stop smoking weed.
Another one that I would have really really enjoyed at the time though, not now because I just don't think the comedy or humor would work anymore. But if Chris Farley never died, and we'd get just more shit
Beverly
with him
Hills
and David
Ninja
Spade. 2. No, I didn't really like that.
I fucking love it.
I kind of hated that movie. But just more stuff with him and David Spade.
That escalated quickly. I fucking hated that movie.
Because I think those are I think that's when they were at the strongest, when it was Black Sheep and Tommy
Boy. You know, you think that, but here's the deal. I think maybe a year and a half ago, I was like, I'm going to watch Tommy Boy. Phenomenal. I was like, this movie's every bit as fun as I remember it being. It's charming. It's lovely. And I was like, I'm going to watch Black Sheep.
We're going to argue about this again.
Oh, my God.
Black Sheep's so good,
Go back and watch it. Watch Tommy Boy and then immediately watch Black Sheep. It is a cheap knockoff. It is a money grab by the studios. It's such a bad movie.
It's still good.
Never liked it. Never will.
You didn't like it either? No. Wow, dude. Because if I go back in time and I'm grading these like on a curve, obviously, right? With like Dumb and Dumber to me is a 10 out of 10 of that time. Tommy Boy's a 10 out of 10. Black Sheep, like 9.8.
It's
super good, dude.
Wow.
It's super good,
okay,
man.
Okay.
Here's the thing. We're going to get the post show going in a second. We're going to do Andrew Francis's question, which is a piggyback off of the Stallone Schwarzenegger. Who's made more terrible movies, Adam Sandler or Nicolas Cage? Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kind of Funny Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember that each and every week, usually four best friends gather on this table, each coming to talk about whatever it is you guys want to talk about. If you like that, head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you can get each and every episode early, watch us record it live, get it ad-free, get that exclusive post show we're about to do. However, if you have no bucks to toss our way, no big deal. Head over to youtube.com/kindoffunny, podcast services around the globe, and of course, roosterteeth.com, where you can watch the show in full with ads, no post show, each and every Wednesday. Nick, I want to know what you're giggling about when we come back.
Okay.
Until then, it's been a pleasure to serve you.